Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Springfield, Missouri, and my goodness, what a stay it has been. The Rock Hounds have won the first four games of this series, and boy, the most notable, certainly the most remarkable, came last night. Final score, if that's all you saw, the Rock Hounds defeated Springfield 9-4. But you really need to look far closer at that final because it was a much different game than that score might indicate. It was 4-1 Springfield in the top of the eighth inning, a tremendous starting performance from Ian Bedell, and the Cardinals hand the baseball to one of the best relievers in the Texas League. Ryan Shreve had been virtually unhittable, a 0.51 earned run average coming in. In 17 and two-thirds, he had given up 11 hits and two walks, so a far sub-1 whip, and he came on in the eighth inning. Denzel Clark started the inning with a single. Cooper Bowman added one. Jack Winkler drew a walk. All of a sudden, bases are loaded. Colby Thomas ripped a two-run double to the base of the wall in left. Shane McGuire, a two-run double down the right field line, and it hit on the line. And those pair of two-run doubles made it 4-3 and then 5-4. And the Rock Hounds went on to win it 9-4. Junior Perez and Quincy Naporti drove in runs to cap a six-run, seven-hit inning. And the Rock Hounds rally back, and they did it against an outstanding reliever. So 9-4 was the final. The Rock Hounds, with Frisco falling at Amarillo, now have a game and a half lead in what is a remarkably tight two-team race, really, in the South. The North, meantime, is now at least a three-team race. Things have really kind of crunched back down after Springfield got off to a remarkably hot start this year. They were 9-0 out of the gate and had a really solid lead, double digits, in fact, very early on in the year over Wichita, the fifth-place team at that time. But everybody is kind of hanging around in the North right now in what has become a really tight race. In fact, Tulsa is now in fifth place in the South, or excuse me, in the North. They are 5.5 games out, and they're the last place team in a race that used to be very much one-sided. This ball game tonight, game number 5 of this 6-game series. Hounds and the Cardinals will wrap their business up tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. Rock Hounds then, of course, travel on to Frisco. This is a tremendously important and pivotal road swing for the Hounds in this first half pennant race. And the club is now one-third of the way through, and they are 4-0. And yep, that sound you may have thought you heard was knocking on wood. Tremendous pitching matchup here this beautiful evening in Springfield. We'll tell you about maybe the most high-profile matchup in all of AA this evening when our Rock Hounds Bud Light pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rock Hounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rock Hounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
By the way, last night's ball game, Rock Hounds winning it 9-4. They were limited, and I do mean limited, through the first seven innings of the ball game. Had only three base hits. But the Hounds, again, in coming back to win that ball game, also saw a couple of guys extend streaks. Cooper Bowman put the Hounds on the board early on. The only run they got in the first seven innings was a solo home run from Cooper. He ended up going 3-for-5 in the game, a double, a homer, his second home run in as many games, a couple of ribbies, and he scored three times. Cooper extending a hit streak to 14 games. He's hitting 367 in that 14-gamer. Brendan Malone, he got a kick out of this. His numbers were such. He went 1-for-4 last night, which, of course, is not off the charts. So his streak, which is now 8 games, now has him all the way down to an even 500. He is 16-for-32 in that stretch, is Brendan Malone. Jack Winkler has not had a huge series. He's only 2-for-15 against the Cardinals, but he's reached base in all 4 games and has reached base now in a total of 16 consecutive games as Jack Winkler. And you cannot finish a recap of last night's game without complimenting defense. Nathan Church made 3 terrific catches in right field for the Cardinals, one of them off the bat of Colby Thomas, robbed him of at least a double, maybe a home run to right field. And Colby made, well, it might be the best catch of the year, and we've seen some very good ones. But he reached up and over the top of the wall that cordons off the left field bullpen and took a home run away from Brian Torres. It was an absolutely brilliant catch. The fence here, top of the fence, I believe is 9 feet. I believe that's what I was told. And Colby's glove got over that top railing and took a home run away from Torres. Just an absolute brilliant catch. In fact, it's been one of the conversations here in the press box before this ball game. Well, the pitching matchup is absolutely high profile. Young man named Tink Hentz, Arkansas native. He is the number one prospect for the St. Louis Cardinals. Tink is 3-2 with 3.21 earned run average. Has had a few ups and downs, but overall his numbers right across the board, in fact, are really good. He'll make his 8th start, hence allowing a 2.08 opponent batting average and a 1.10 whip. So has good command. He projects anywhere from originally maybe a number 2 or number 3 starter in the big leagues. I was reading a little bit on him on FanGraphs, which is a fascinating website, and they project him maybe as a 4 starter, something like that. But the kid is certainly a bona fide big league prospect, and he is rated number 1 in the Cardinals organization pretty much right across the board. Close to it, both Baseball America and MLB.com have him as the Cardinals' number 1. He goes against Roiber Salinas. Roiber will make his 7th start for the Rockhounds, 2-1. 3.29 ERA, very similar numbers that way. In terms of innings and hits allowed and opponent average, the two are very similar. Roiber allowing just a 2.32 average. Walks have been the only thing that have been a little bit maybe out of whack, if you will. He has 18 walks in 27 and a third. So the whip for Roiber is 1.5, and that is tough, of course, to have great success with. Right now we're going to take you downstairs. We have a military brass band in center field, doing a military appreciation weekend, or at least an appreciation Saturday night here at Hammonds Field. So with the colors presented, they have an honor guard, looks like about a half dozen, maybe 8 strong, and now the band in center field with the Star Spangled Banner. Band with percussion. Former drummer here, and I left out the drummers. It was nicely done. And again, the honor guard, which in fact is 10 strong. And they will march the colors off here. They do a military appreciation night. Almost every time that we have been in town over the many years, they do a terrific job with it. So the band will follow the honor guard off, and they will march off into the deep right center field corner, or an opening rather, in this ballpark, Hammonds Field. Rockhounds and the Cardinals again will meet tomorrow afternoon, 1:05, and that will wrap up this series. Hounds have taken the first four games of the set, and boy, any time, and in fact, Gregorio Petit last night was telling me that this is obviously the first time the Hounds have clinched a series by Thursday, that they've won the first four games of this series. And again, it comes against the North Division co-leader, and so with two games to go in the series, and of course, you'd love to take all six of them, but the Hounds have already clinched this series. And again, with the importance of this road trip, the significance of it, that's a much better word, winning the first four is really something special. And my goodness, last night, what a comeback from the Hounds in that 9-4 victory over the Cardinals. I do believe I mentioned, if I did not, Frisco fell at Amarillo last night. They've just been basically knocking the stuffing out of each other. Frisco won a double dip, 10-1 and 10-2 after a rainout. They won the doubleheader on Thursday. And last night, Amarillo came back and blasted the Rough Riders, I think 7-1. But they handed the Rough Riders a loss. So the Hounds are 25-12. That's the best record in the league. Frisco right behind them at 23-13. The rest of the division, 8 or more games back on this 18th day of May. Tank Hance taking the mound, the outstanding prospect for the Cardinals. Royver Salinas to oppose him. It's a good matchup on paper. We'll see what unfolds on the diamond. First pitch from Springfield, Missouri, right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Well, we've dealt with some clouds and some rain, had a rain delay, in fact, in the opener of this series. Last couple of nights have been 70s and just very pleasant, and it is 85 degrees and bright sunlight here in Springfield, so a gorgeous backdrop. 6 o'clock starts, so the shadow just stretching into fair territory up the third baseline in this ball yard. Cooper Bowman stands in. He faces Tink Hentz to lead this game off, and the first pitch of the game from Hammonds Field is a high strike on the inside edge. Okay, the PA guy says, or the official score says 82 degrees. I'll go with him. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball and one strike, and they had a few extra things going on before the game, so a slightly later start than scheduled, but not much at all. Cooper, right-handed hitter. Hence, slender right-hander delivers, and that's up and in for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. Cooper at second base, leading it off. It'll be the familiar leadoff three. 2-1 pitch to Bowman, swung on and bounced foul right at the plate, 2-2. Jack Winkler batting second. He's the shortstop. Jack at short. Colby Thomas playing left field. Boy, did he play left field last night. Brilliant catch by Colby. He'll bat third. Hence with a stretch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Swung on and missed. He's got a great changeup, and he threw it right there for a swinging strike three, and Cooper Bowman retired. So one batter faced and batter retired. Boy, change had a little bit of movement on it. And Cooper out on strikes. Jack Winkler will be the batter. Daniel Susak back in the order. He will be the cleanup batter behind the plate. Daniel Susak catching and batting cleanup. Pitch to Jack. Floats over the heart of the plate. Called strike 0-1. Starts him with that same excellent changeup on which he struck Cooper out. 0-1 to Jack. Pitch swung on and missed. And quick 0-2 count. Brendan Malone will bat fifth. He's the first baseman. Brendan is at first in the 5 spot. Junior Perez, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Junior Perez, the DH. Hence getting ahead of Winkler now. 0-2 the count. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. One chased one down to the dirt. Tank Hence with back-to-back strikeouts to start this ballgame. And again, gets two guys who have been either fairly hot or really hot in the case of Winkler and Bowman, respectively. Here's Colby now. Bottom third of the order, Saheed Valenzuela is the third baseman, batting seventh. Saheed is at third. Denzel Clark, again, will bat eighth and play the eighth spot. Denzel in center. He's been in that eighth spot now, what better part of 3 weeks. And Caden Trinkle rounds it out, bats ninth and plays the ninth spot. Caden is in right. Colby loops the first pitch into the, oh, not quite into the seats, caught the very top of the screen. Disappointed fans in that section. May get a baseball anyway. Darryl Kennedy, our count's assistant hitting coach. Up, going to toss the ball to the bat boy. 0-1 count. Hence with a kick and a pitch, and that is fouled straight back. Came in with a good hard fastball by 91. Kind of jammed Colby. He fouled it back. It's 0-2. Hence comes Seth with the sign, leg kick and a pitch, and that's a breaking ball down and away for a ball, 1-2. So Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas, Susak, Malone, and Perez, and Valenzuela, Clark, and Trinkle for the Rockhounds here in the ball game, the fifth of this six-game set. 1-2 count to Colby. Hence, who is not the biggest guy in the world at all, but again, throws hard and one of the best changeups in all of minor league baseball. Longer set this time, and his 1-2 pitch. Down and away for a ball, it's 2-2. Hence listed at 6'1", 190. Drafted out of high school in his home state of Arkansas by the Cardinals. Stretch and pitch, and that is sent into shallow center field, and coming on, and a diving attempt, and a tumbling, you make the catch. He did in center field. Nathan Church does it again. He moves from right field to left field and picks up right where he left off. He's coming straight into the infield in a tumbling, rolling catch and hung onto the baseball. Colby Thomas, little flare to center field, and Church, another tremendous play. Couple of strikeouts and some brilliant glove work. The Rockhounds go in order. We go to the bottom of the first. Towns nothing, and against right-hander Roiber Salinas, the Springfield Cardinals coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Mike Antico moves to the top of the order for Springfield in this ball game. He'll face Roiber Salinas, bottom of the first inning, and Roiber's first offering is well down and in for ball one. Antico's had a really good series. He's 6-for-16 with a double, a homer, and 6 driven in 4 games. Left-handed hitter, as are a bunch of the Cardinals. Pitch to Antico, sails high, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes from Roiber. Nathan Church is on deck, playing center field this evening. Great glove work last night and already in this one. Antico stepped out, now steps back in. 2 balls, no strikes. Left-handed hitter waits. Salinas with a pitch sent high in the air to the right side of the infield on the outfield grass, shielding his eyes. Cooper Bowman makes the catch. Sun sets directly behind the third base side, just a slight angle. Not quite foul pole, but a slight bit of an angle. And Cooper shielding his eyes with the bare hand and hauled that one in. Pop out to the Second baseman went away, and Tico retired. And here's Nathan Church. Center fielder, left-handed hitter at 3.03 on the year. First pitch by Salinas sails way high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. R.J. Yeager is the third baseman. He is on deck, batting third, playing third is Yeager. Roiber's pitch sails high, ball two. Again, a 2-0 count. Catcher Jimmy Crooks batting in the cleanup spot. Crooks behind the plate and batting fourth. Roiber from the stretch, 2-0 count, delivers way up and away, ball three. Again, that's been the only thing with Roiber. Great stuff. He is a guy who can certainly dominate a game. But from time to time, the command leaves him, and he's gotten behind all, or both guys here, a high strike to Church, and it's 3-1. Got Antico to pop out on a 2-0, then went 3-0 to Church. Three balls, one strike now. The pitch from Salinas styled back, and the count is full, 3-2. Noah Mendlinger will bat in the five spot. He is in right field. Mendlinger is in right. Aaron McKeithen is the designated hitter, batting sixth. McKeithen is the DH. Stretch, 3-2 by Roiber, fouled away. We'll do it again with the count full. Ramon Mendoza batting seventh at second base. Mendoza is at second. Chandler Redmond batting eighth. He's the first baseman. Redmond is at first in the eighth spot. Stretch and pitch. Full count. Delivery. Nope. Down and in. Ball four. You know, Nathan Church can run a little. He's got a base on balls. Eight steals in 10 attempts. Jeremy Rivas will round out the lineup for the Cardinals batting ninth again at shortstop, where he has been most of this series. This is game five of the set, as mentioned, in three of the first five games. The Cardinals have had a lineup including seven left-handed hitters. They have five in this game. Now Yeager, right-handed hitter, homered last night. Swing sends a high fly ball to center field. It's well struck, but Denzel, I think, has room. He does at the track. That was well struck. Just a little left of the batter's eye and right on the edge of the track, so a deep fly ball, but not deep enough to do damage. Retreating to first is Church, and the batter will be Jimmy Crooks. So Antico, Church, and Yeager up top for Springfield. Crooks, Mendlinger, and McKeithen in the middle of the order, and Mendoza, Redmond, and Rivas round it out. Jimmy Crooks, 320 batting average, 328 to be precise, tossed to first base by Roiber. And Nathan Church back in. Crooks playing in his 20th game with the AA Cardinals. Open stance in the left-hand box. Church the lead, not going. Fastball up and in. Boy, did that get off the glove, or is that a foul ball? No, it's foul ball. And I think Jose LaHare wants to maybe discuss this a little bit. Let's see. Now, I think he is saying that the ball hit the batter. Saying it hit him in the wrist, and Jose LaHare is making his point. Argument, well, it's a discussion-borderline argument, and it's heating up a little bit. Heating up all the more now. Home plate umpire is Justin Juska out of Lakeland, Florida. Well, Jose is making his point. Could not tell from up here and couldn't hear anything. The ball, wasn't sure if the ball hit the bat, just the catcher's glove or what have you, but apparently it did catch the bat. So the count is 0-1 to Crooks, one on and two men down in the inning. Roiber set, longer set this time, breaking ball swung on and missed, hit him way out in front and over the top. A little bit of dirt kicking up over the dish. So Justin Juska will actually dust home plate. Not just stalling for time, as they sometimes do. Many times to give the catcher an extra moment if he gets dinged behind the plate. This pitch swung on, grounded right back up middle. Oh, and the ball took a big high hop and kicks into center field. I think that'll be a base hit. My goodness. That is your basic bad hop single. It's first and third. Jack Winkler was there. Boy, that ball just kicked almost straight up. Don't know that we have a scoring decision yet. Church will come around to third. Boy, they're going to call that an error. Wow, that's a tough error. It looked from here as if that ball took a bad hop. Now, again, it did get Jack's glove a little bit. Well, that's a tough one, but it'll be an error of first and third with two men down. Noah Mendlinger is the batter, left-handed hitter. First pitch to him, swung on a bounce toward first. That's right at the bag. That's a little room service for Brennan Malone, gratuity not included. So after all of that, it'll just be no runs on, no hits, a walk, and an error. A couple of men are left on base, but no damage done. So one inning of Saturday evening Texas League baseball in the books, and from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, it's the Rockhounds nothing, the Springfield Cardinals nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Rockhounds and the Cardinals go to the second inning here in Springfield. Thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us on Rockhounds Radio. See you tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 to wrap up the first part of this road swing. Rockhounds got the longest trip out of the way, so still some significant bus ridage. I think Frisco, I don't know if that's car or bus, but I think about a seven-hour trip, but this one was much more than that. And then home from Frisco, which will be the shortest leg of the trip. Speaking of home, Rockhounds will be home a week from Tuesday, hosting Corpus Christi and the San Antonio Missions. Strange schedule. Corpus has already visited once this season. They will not come back after the next six-gamer, which begins next Tuesday. Hounds on the road for a pair of six-game sets and then back at Rockytown for a pair of six-gamers. When that will really take us into really getting into the home stretch of the first half, as scary as that might sound. Great stuff coming up for you. A couple of Thirsty Thursdays, a couple of fireworks nights, and so much more. A couple of Copa nights with the Midland Amigos. It all starts next Tuesday evening at Momentum Bank Ballpark. To the second inning we go, and Daniel Susak takes down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. 231 average, but again, that is an average which has come up a long way. Very slow start for Daniel. Swings, fly ball, left center field. Got a chance to do some damage, and it will drop. That's a base hit. Daniel rounding first on his way to second. Going to have to hurry. Throw on a hop at first dive, and he beat it. And Tico and Church from left and center respectively closed on that ball pretty quickly. It never quite got to the track. So Daniel Susak. Again, the little things, you look at just the average of 231 coming into the game, not where he wants to be. However, he has now hit in five consecutive games and has hit now in 12 of his last 15 and is right about the 280, maybe 290 mark. Oh, Gregorio Petit helping out the bat boy, went out and collected the guards and all the paraphernalia that Daniel had on at the plate. G came running back toward the third baseline and dropped a couple of the articles, but I won't say anything. Pitch down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes to Brennan Malone, right-handed hitting first baseman. Good hustle, though, G, good hustle. So a double for Daniel Susak. And again, five-game streak, pretty good one, too. He's 8-for-21 in that stretch, but more than that, again, some good swings of the bat. Pitch to Malone just outside from Hentz. Two balls and no strikes. Brennan at 293. Five home runs, 18 driven in. Leadoff double here for Daniel Susak. No score in the top of the second. Pitches up and in for a ball. Make it a three ball, no strike count. Shadow now stretching out across the third base line. and it begins right on the edge of the right-hand or left-hand batter's box, rather, and up past the third base bag, that area all in shadow. So the pitch will dive into shadows just off the base of the mound. Fastball strike down the middle. Count goes 3-1 to Malone. Cardinals play Brennan to pull pretty solidly. R.J. Yeager, almost a no-doubles defense kind of set up down the third baseline. And the ground ball, and it got between him, between third and short. That'll put runners at the corners. Well, Brennan Malone, wasting no time, extends in just a remarkable hit streak. Not so much in the length, although it's now at 9 games. But, I mean, that's a streak. He came in with an 8-gamer at 16 for 32, and that's easy math. That's a 500 average, so he's 17 now for his last, 33 at the dish. And on-base percentage of better than 550. That's a healthy streak. Batter is Junior Perez. DH in this game, outfielder by trade. Junior at 223. And 6 home runs, 19 driven in. Second on the club. He's tied, actually, with Cooper Bowman for second in home runs. And the Rockhounds, runner first base goes. Pitch is taken up and in. Here's the throw. And they get him? Yep, he is out. Brendan Malone trying to steal second. But he is thrown out. I believe goes 2-6. Nope, going to be 2-4. That's why I lingered. I knew the official scorer would help me out there. So a runner at third, but one man down. One ball, no strikes to Junior Perez. It's only the ninth caught stealing for the Hounds on this season. A swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Hounds are now 68 out of 77. Tied for second, by the way, in all of Double-A baseball in steals. But that time, unsuccessful. 1-1 to Perez, infield in. Pitch to Junior, going, got the outside corner. He didn't care for that. That was a borderline pitch, and it just got there. One ball, two strikes. Infield about even with the bags all the way around, so in but not all the way in. Junior at the plate, Saeed Valenzuela on deck. Hounds at first and third, nobody out, but now a runner at third with one away. No score in the second. Junior pushing that bat back and forth. Z-Wage. Tink Hens comes set. Longer set this time. The right-hander delivers. Bouncing ball foul past the Hounds dugout on the third base side. Count stays 1-2. Tink Hens, by the way, is the, as we said, number one prospect by most rankings for the Cardinals. Mason Wynn is also at the top of a list or two. And they were both committed to the University of Arkansas, but signed away by the Cardinals. Swing and a line drive left field, and it will be caught. Tagging is Susak. The throw from Antico, and diving in is Daniel. Sacrifice fly, Junior Perez. Well hit line drive to left field. Antico made the catch, but Daniel Susak, and again, he hustled to get the double to start this inning. And hustles home on the sacrifice fly. So Junior Perez with his 20th run batted in of this season. And the Rockhounds on the board against the outstanding young right-hander. And the batter is Saeed Valenzuela with the bases now empty. The Cardinals thought maybe Daniel Susak left early. They appeal, but the appeal is denied. So base is clear, two men down, 1-0 Hounds, and the pitch to Saeed swung on and missed. Hence looking in for the sign, the turn, the leg kick and pitch, fastball right down the middle, count goes to 0-2 to Saeed. 5 for 19 in 6 games since joining the Rock Hounds in 24. 0-2 pitch from Hens is swung on, sent high in the air to shallow right field. Drifting in with room is Menlinger, and he's got it on the run. Looking up into that sun, so a little added degree of difficulty, but he makes the play. So the Rockhounds get a run on a couple of base hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And Hounds are on the board. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number 2. And it's the Rockhounds 1, Springfield nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the second, and Aaron McKeithen will lead it off. He's the designated hitter, a catcher by trade. McKeithen in 16 games, hitting .283, very solid. These teams are the top two in AA for batting average. They're virtually identical. First pitch from Roybert, down and away, ball one. McKeithen, then Ramon Mendoza and Chandler Redmond, 6, 7, and 8 for the Cardinals. Threatened in the first inning, but came up empty. Ground ball toward the shortstop. Couple of hops. Jack Winkler there. Makes the play. Sets up, throws, and got him. One down in the second inning. McKeithen retired. And here is Ramon Mendoza. Rockhounds at .264. Springfield at .263. Those are the top two batting averages in all of AA baseball. There are only five AA teams hitting above .250 as a team. Frisco is one just slightly below that. They're kind of near the top of the list anyway. Kind of near. Thank you very much. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1-0 to Mendoza, right-handed hitter. Limited duty, just 38 at-bats, but a .316 average. Salinas delivers, whew, up and in. That's an attention-getter. High and tight. Two balls and no strikes. Set by Salinas. Nobody on, one out. This pitch will get there. Called strike. Mendoza bent back out of the way of that pitch, but it was right down the middle. He kind of turned and looked after the call was made, but looked pretty good, 2-1. Roybert's pitch swung on, chopped toward third, long hop to Saheed. Has it, edge of the grass, sets up and throws, and he got him, 2-up, 2-down. Shadow stretching now up the upslope of the mound, right to the base of Roybert's feet, so rectangular shadow covering much of the left side of the infield and up into shallow left. So that ball again right off the fingertips goes into the shadows here. And Chandler Redmond will stand in, left-handed hitting first baseman. Salinas with the first pitch. No, that's down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Facing his eighth batter, he's had a couple of first pitch swings in contact. This pitch way down and in. That'll bounce up there, 2-0. Redmond, a guy with power, has just a couple of home runs on this season. Left-handed hitter takes, and that's a high strike on the outside half, and the count goes 2-1. Jeremy Rivas would be next here in the Springfield second. Left-handed hitter, Hounds have him really played to pull. Swinging a bouncer foul up the first base side, 2-2. The third baseman for the Hounds is Saheed Valenzuela. He is not only playing the shortstop position, he's actually, if he were the shortstop, you would say he's maybe a step toward the bag at second. Jack Winkler is almost up the middle at short. Pitch down and in, full count, 3-2 to Redmond. Brennan Malone is not quite in a no-doubles defense at first, but almost, and Cooper Bowman is about midway between first and second, so they've really got him played to pull. 3-2. Fouled back, will do it again with a count full, three balls, two strikes. Chandler Redmond again. He's a big, strong guy. He's 6'2", 230. Out of Gardner-Webb. He was a 32nd-round draft choice in 2019. 3-2, second time. Roiber's pitch is popped in the air, but I think it'll get out of play. It sure will. Up on the roof, maybe above us. Yep, clink. Three balls and two strikes. And that'll be a third 3-2 pitch coming shortly. Junior Perez, his 20th RBI of the season, has the Hounds on top, 1-0. Bottom of the second, 3-2 to Chandler Redmond. High ball four. So a second walk of this ball game for Salinas. And the batter will be Jeremy Rivas. He is the shortstop. Again, Tink Hentz and Roiber, both very good prospects. Roiber pretty well top 15 for the A's across the board. And Hentz, as mentioned, is number one almost across the board for the Cardinals. Top two virtually everywhere. Looking to bunt Rivas. Not sure if he offered. It is a strike, 0-1. Again, their numbers are similar. Opposition hitting 208 against Hentz, 232 against Salinas, both good numbers. The bases on balls are really the only difference. The stretch and pitch by Salinas, and that's down and away for a ball. It's one of those things, in retrospect, I've said it often, it's amazing. It took us, what, a century or more of baseball to where the whip walks and hits per innings pitched. He's looked at so significantly. It's a great stat. Pitch by Salinas up high, and that's ball two, 2-1. Again, if you're in the 1.3 is probably, I don't know if that's really a watermark, but that would be maybe considered average. Anything below that, of course, better and better. Runner goes, got a great jump. Salinas never saw him pitch high for a ball. Went an easy stolen base for Chandler Redmond. And a 3-1 count. Let's getting a good look at why that whip is so important here. A couple of walks in this game. Now a runner in scoring position. 3-2 pitch to Rivas. Swinging a foul back. Count is full. First base open with two out.
That's still base number four in the season.
Tink Hentz, by the way, on this season has a 1.1 whip. He's given up 26 hits and 33 and two-thirds, which is obviously very good, in 11 walks. So he's 1.1. And that, of course, is outstanding. Stretch by Roiber, 3-2 count. Rivas waits. Pitch is high, ball four. So the first time through the order, three walks for Roiber Salinas. And when you add Roiber's walks, and again, he's well under a hit per inning. He's given up 23 hits and 27 and a third. But 18 walks coming in. And he's now walked 21, in fact, but coming in a 1.5 whip, exactly, 1.5. And boy, that's, again, a base runner and a half every inning, or I guess since it's very tough to have a half base runner. But that's three base runners every two innings on average, and that's a lot of guys on base. Two of them on here via walks in the second. Here is Mike Antico. Popped out to second base his first time up. Runners their leads. Salinas pitches. Line drive up the middle, of base hit, and that's going to tie this ball game. Throw from Denzel Clark is close. Boy, Daniel Susak did a great job almost deking, but that's an RBI single. And again, what set it up? Two bases on balls. Boy, that was just a line shot back up the middle. Denzel's throw was right on the plate. Daniel Susak, really good deke. He gave no indication whatsoever that baseball was coming. And that throw was right on the dish. So it's first and second, and we are now tied up at one. And Mike Antico continues to have a really good series. That's his seventh run batted in this now five-game set. Nathan Church, a swing and a miss, count 0-1 for the Cardinals center fielder. He's been in right the first four games, has been outstanding there, and has made a terrific kind of sliding, rolling catch in this game in center. Walked his first time up. Two on, two out. Pitch low and in. Ball one, 1-1. Mike Antico playing in his 16th game, and again, he's played in this series and joined the club not that long ago, but of his 11 RBIs, 7 have come in the series. Pitch to the corner, got there, back door, called strike 1-2. Church at 303, 4 home runs, 23 driven in. One of the several Cardinals who basically walks about as much as he strikes out. Set by Roiber, the pitch on the way, swung on and ripped toward his own dugout. First base side, foul ball, 1-2. Including the first inning, Church has 12 walks against 15 strikeouts and a 303 batting average. Has 4 home runs. Can keep that average and just offensively keep on the upswing. Guy who has a great chance to play in the show. Chopper out towards second. Two hops to Cooper. Makes the play letter high. Throws to first for the out. And the inning is over. But the Cardinals take advantage of the 2 free passes. 1 run, 1 hit. No errors, but 2 walks and 2 left. So after 2 innings in Saturday evening baseball from Springfield, Missouri, a 1-1 tie.
Oh, you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. Nobody expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third inning, Rockhounds 1 and the Cardinals 1 in Springfield. Denzel will lead it off. Right-handed inning center fielder. Give you a note on Denzel here in a moment. Ooh, turns into this pitch and when he rolls to first, is that a fair ball? It is. Wow. We'll hold on to that note. He turned into that pitch. It was way up and in and ended up just tapping it to the first baseman. Never got out of the box. It's understandable. He's basically kind of fighting that off and rolled it to first base. So easy out there for Ting Hentz. Don't know if it was by design, but worked out fine for the Cardinals pitcher. Here's Caden Trinkle. Left-handed hitter takes right down the middle from Hentz for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Ting Hentz, 21 years old, won't turn 22 until early August. And drafted out of high school. Pitch drops down low for a ball to Caden. One ball, one strike. Caden Trinkle at 221, no home runs, and 6 driven in. Ting Hentz, a competitive balance round B choice, 63rd overall. Doesn't sound that impressive, but it is. The pitch swung on and missed its 1-2. 63rd guy overall taken out of the draft. How many tens of thousands of guys are draft eligible? He's from Whitehall, Arkansas. Stretch and pitch delivers up and away for a ball. The count is 2-2. Now, I don't know how to pronounce his actual first name. Might be Markievicz. Cool stuff. Swing and a miss. And, well, Tink strikes out Caden Trinkle. Third strikeout of the ballgame. First time through the order. Two away in the third. His actual first name is M-A-R-K-E-V-I-A-N. So Markievicz, perhaps? Markievicz Gervon Hintz goes by Tink. And Tink is a pretty good pitcher. The delivery to Cooper Bowman is inside. Did it hit him? Yeah, it did. So Cooper hit by a pitch. So he has now reached base in 15 straight games. He has a 14-game hit streak on hold. We'll see if he might be running. Again, he's the best in the league is Cooper Bowman. So one on with two men down. Cardinals have been very patient with Tink Hansen in terms of stretching him out, number of innings. Turn, toss to first, and Cooper will dive back in. Born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Drafted out of Watson Chapel High School. Stretch and pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1 to Jack Winkler. Jack, a strikeout victim his first time up. One man on with two away in the third inning. Cooper takes the lead, not going. Pitch to Winkler, swung on and missed. And as was the case in the first inning, Tink Hintz gets ahead of him 0-2. 1-1 tie in the top of the third inning. Hintz leans in, bright red leather glove. Rests on the left leg, now has his sign, sets up and throws, and that's into the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Colby Thomas would be next here in the Rockhounds' third inning. Two strikes in the count, a 1-2 count. See if Cooper's running here. Hintz gives him a quick glance over the shoulder. Now comes set. Cooper dances off the bag. Long set by Hintz. Runner not going. Pitch to the dirt for a ball. That was some pretty good cat and mouse going there. Pitchers, of course, can take advantage of the pitch clock. You can certainly vary your pace of delivery. See a lot of guys do that. And Tink did right there. Really held his stretch for an extra several seconds. 2-2 to count. Bowman the lead. Not a big lead at all. Pitch to Winkler is fouled away, and Jack will send that one to the screen on the right side, 2-2. On the way, by the way, our franchise retrospective, the one that comes with the early warning that is politically incorrect. Not off the charts incorrect, just a little. But we do like to preface that. 2-2 the count. Cooper takes the lead. Pitch to Winkler, swung on, chopped towards shortstop. Charging is Rivas. He'll come to first. And, boy, Jack made that close. My goodness, he is out by a quarter step. That throw sailed just a little. Good hustle by Jack Winkler, but he is out. No runs or hits. A hit batsman and a man left on base. Well, we've got a 1-1 tie. Going to tell you about a remarkable day at the dish.
We're going to begin this time around with a warning. This edition contains a politically incorrect reference. No cussing or anything like that, but politically incorrect and historically accurate. On May 26, 2008, the Rockhounds hammered the Drillers 17-6 at Tulsa. Tommy Everidge drove in 10 of the runs, becoming just the seventh player in Texas League history with 10 or more RBIs in a single game. He went 4-for-6 with 3 home runs, including a grand slam, and drove in 7 runs with his last 2 hits. When he stepped to the plate in the 7th inning, he already had the slam and 7 ribbies. That should be mentioned that Tommy was a big guy, an imposing hitter. The crowd having now dwindled, one very astute and slightly rude fan picked a moment of virtual silence to bellow, and I mean bellow, "Don't pitch to the fat guy." The fan, while misguided in his assessment and politically incorrect, had some baseball smarts. On that very pitch, with these less than kind words still lingering in the Tulsa air, Tommy Everidge slammed a 3-run home run, bringing the RBI total to 10 and into historically thin Texas League air. The contest was a day game, not a kid's day, but those who stayed were paying attention. When Tommy finished his day with a pop fly that was caught in shallow left field, the Drillers crowd actually let out a groan of disappointment. A politically incorrect fan but a day for the ages at the dish for one of our favorites, Tommy Everidge.
It was indeed one of those moments. I just remember that fan of that voice. My goodness. Here's R.J. Yeager, leads it off, flew out to deep center his first time, and again, Roiber up and in with a pitch for ball one, 1-0. Couple of walks, and one of those, actually three for the game, and one of those turned into the game-tying run. 1-0 to Yeager, takes down and away ball two, 2-0. Yeager jumped on the first pitch and sent it to deep center field, where Denzel tracked it down. He'll be followed by Jimmy Crooks and Noah Mendlinger. Pitch from Roiber, and that's up high, and that's ball three. So see if Yeager is green-lighted here. 3-0 count, pitch from Roiber. Nope, down and in, ball four. Well, that is four bases on balls, one hit, one error. But one on and nobody down, and the batter will be Jimmy Crooks. Reached on an error. I thought a tough error to Jack Winkler. Got 1 second look at it, but it was from a pretty long-range camera. I thought the ball really took a hop and just kicked up, but again, unless you get a really up-close, one of those fancy HD looks at it, tough to tell, but Crooks reached on what was deemed an error to Jack Winkler. Pitch by Roiber is down and in, ball one, 1-0. It's 5-0 out of the zone to start the inning. Mentioned the 18 walks. He's struck out 35 batters in his first six starts, 27 and a third innings. Sends one down the middle on an off-speed pitch for a strike, 1-1. Base runner is R.J. Yeager, has one steal and has been caught one time. That's a solid lead. Roiber set, stretch and pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. In and out of the glove of Daniel Susak. And the count goes one ball, two strikes. Roiber 6'3", 260. Out of Miranda, Venezuela. Former Braves farmhand. Has made one appearance with Las Vegas on the season. Thought he was headed back to the Aviators, but again, the shuffling changed. Here's a little looper into shallow right field, and that is going to sink and drop for a base hit. Caden Trinkle charges and makes the play on a hop, but a base hit. I'd like to get a second look at that. It looked like it jammed Crooks a little bit. We'll get a look at this pitch. Actually, it was just up in the zone a little bit. He didn't hit it real hard. Kind of a soft line drive into right. Thought it might have jammed him, but no, just soft liner into right field. Two on and nobody down. And talking about the whip, that's two hits in two innings plus for Roiber, so that's he's averaging a hit per inning basically in this game, but he's also walked four batters. So six base runners, and four of them have gotten on free of charge. Pinching into the corners, and Mendlinger trying to bunt, and this ball will be handled by Sahib Valenzuela, throws for the out. Well, that ball didn't quite hang up enough for Roiber or Sahib to make the play in air, so Mendlinger kind of gets away with one there. He popped the bunt up, but it drops. Sacrifice bunt, 5. Let's see if that's 5-4. And it's going to be 5-3. Brennan got back to the bag. So down to third base goes Yeager. To second goes Jimmy Crooks. Two runners in scoring position for Aaron McKeithen. McKeithen bounced to short his first time up. Infield in. Even with the bags on the left side. Pitch up high for a ball. 1-0. Brendan Malone and Cooper Bowman right on the edge of the shadow as it stretches out left to right. Jack Winkler, Sahib Valenzuela, even with the bags of third and short. Pitch to the dirt, blocked by Daniel Susak, saves a run. 2-0 count. So a walk, a single, a sacrifice bunt. And the Cardinals trying to break a tie with second and third, one man down. Roiber comes set, Salinas with a pitch, and that's fouled straight back right over our heads. Clank right next to us and gently, kind of, down into the seats. I couldn't see where it went, but a A groan of disappointment came up from the fans. Two balls, one strike. McKeithen, right-handed hitter, waits. And time called now at the plate by the batter. The groan of disappointment followed up by a smattering of applause, so I'm guessing a kiddo probably just was bequeathed that baseball. McKeithen stands back in, second and third, one away. Salinas set, longer set this time. Pitch to the plate, swung on and missed, 2-2. Boy, this came right at him with a fastball, and the count is even up at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Aaron McKeithen, big right-handed hitter, 6'2", 230, out of Asheville, North Carolina. Set by Salinas, 2-2 pitch, just low ball, 3. Full count here. First base is open with one down in the third inning. Ramon Mendoza on deck. Set by Salinas, hands dropped down to the belt. McKeithen waits in the 3-ball, 2-strike pitch. He is swung on and fouled. Same spot right above us, just to our right. And that will gently, I think, get back down into the seats. Still 3-2. McKeithen, a solid 283 in 16 games. A home run, 3 driven in. Second and third, runners their leads, and now Daniel Susak is going to go out and talk with Roybers Salinas, it would appear. And the infield will join that conversation. So a bit of a struggle here for Roybers in this ballgame. He's trying to get out of a major jam here. Leadoff walk to R.J. Yeager. Single, kind of that soft single by Crooks. Into right field. Sacrifice bunt sets the table. And Aaron McKeithen up there with second and third and one man down. Well, Tink Hentz has pitched the first 3 innings on 41 pitches. Roybers has 2 on, 1 out in the third, and he's already thrown 56. Three and two, second time. McKeithen waits. Roybers set at the belt. 3-2 pitch. Nope, down and away. Ball 4. Yep, that is 5 bases on balls. And had 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. And got to think Paul Abbott is going to come out. And he's also going to get activity going in the bullpen. So here comes Abbey out to the mound. And the bases are now loaded. And Paul Abbott will take he's not slow, but it's not a quick walk to the mound, and that's just good presence of mind. As the Hounds will get activity behind Roybers now in the bullpen. And I believe that's Chase Cohen. Yep, sure is. So Chase will begin to warm. Again, mention this with the shuffling going on this week. Brady Basso, Austin Briggs, and Colin Palouse all going up to AAA Las Vegas. Wander Guante joined the Rockhounds from Lansing at the win in last night's game. Gave up a home run to the first batter he faced and then really settled in, and that can be certainly unnerving for your first AA game, but Wander pitched well, got a win. But with 3 guys going up and only one taking their spot, a couple of relievers going up to Las Vegas that have not been replaced. So the bullpen right now anyway is a couple of arms shorter than usual. And here's Ramon Mendoza. Bases full. Pitch by Roybers. Strike inside edge of the corner. The crowd disagrees. Mendoza disagrees. But a pitching coach strike for Paul Abbott. Gregorio Petit directing the defense a little bit. Infield in, a swing and a miss, 0-2 now to Mendoza. Shortstop Jack Winkler, second baseman Cooper Bowman, even with the bag, Cooper maybe a couple of steps behind it. Saheed Valenzuela at third is even with the bag, and Brennan Malone just a half step off the grass at first base. So, and it's pinching in at least at the corners. Bases loaded, one man down, 0-2 count to Mendoza with one out in the third, 1-1 tie at the moment. Salinas set. Pitch is fouled straight back to the screen. Good fastball down in the zone, 0-2. Mendoza, again, small sample size, but 316 coming into the game. Bounced out his first time, swings and nubs this one foul back to the screen. Looked like he was fooled on the pitch a little bit, but kind of lunged at it, got a piece of it. Count stays 0-2. Right side of the infield, Cooper Bowman. Right on the edge of sunlight and shadow, and right field is a bit treacherous right now. The stretch and pitch, and that ball hit in the air toward the right field line. On the move is Trinkle. He will track it down for the out, and the throw will come to second. The lead two runners move up, and the Cardinals take the lead on their second sacrifice fly of this ballgame. That's a really good plate appearance by Mendoza. Not an at-bat, of course, sacrifice fly. That was an 0-2 count, and he fouled off two pitches. And then got the ball deep enough to right field to score a run. Jimmy Crooks also moves up. So sacrifice fly to right field. Cardinals taking advantage of a couple of walks in the second and two more here in the third. They lead it now 2-1. And Chandler Redmond will be the batter with runners at the corners. Two men down. And good piece of hitting by Mendoza. An 0-2 sacrifice fly. Pitch swung on, bounce foul. Redmond jumping on the first pitch, but pounded it straight into the ground and count 0-1. Redmond, left-handed hitter, walked, stole second, and scored in the second inning. Turn, toss to first, not a particularly good one, but handled by Brendan Malone. Again, a leadoff walk in this inning. Redmond walked with two outs in the second, and the bases were empty at the time, and that turned into a run. Cardinals trying to add now to a 2-1 lead. Stretch and pitch. High and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Chandler Redmond hitting 183. 1-for-9 in the series. Left-handed hitter stirs that bat over the left shoulder as he waits. First and third, the pitch swung on, popped in the air toward third base. Saeed Valenzuela gloves it. Inning is over. Well, we talked about walks a couple of times, and it has been a real factor in this game. Cardinals have, again, one run on one hit, two walks, no errors, and two men are left on base. I'll give you a quick game summary of this one. We'll take a look toward Amarillo, see how Frisco and the Sod Poodles are coming around, and give you the line score on the other side of this timeout. We've played three Saturday Night Baseball from Springfield, Missouri. The Cardinals 2, the Rockhounds 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off, binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Colby Thomas leads it off against Tink Hentz and takes a strike on the outside edge. Colby, then Daniel Susak and Brennan Malone. 3, 4, and 5 in the Hounds order. will be swings and fouls. This one straight back, just clips the top of the screen and hits into the seats. 0-2. Thomas robbed of a base hit on a little flare in the shallow center field. Nathan Church robbing him for the second time in as many games in the first inning. Yesterday might have been a home run, certainly extra bases. Swinging a foul back, 0-2. This one that Colby hit in the first inning was in fairly shallow center, and Church came on and made a terrific. He made a sliding catch kind of at an angle and then rolled over with the ball in the glove. 0-2 count second time. Hentz delivers and bounces that one to the plate. The count goes 1-2. Colby at 277, 9 home runs. That's high on the team and second in the Texas League. Down to the count here, 1-2. Hentz with a leg kick and a pitch, and that is hit high and near to right field straight away. Coming on, Menlinger looks up into that bright sunlight, makes the catch for the out. So Colby Thomas retired, one down in the fourth. On a ball game through three innings, Rockhounds one run, two hits, and an error. That was a tough error on Winkler. 1-2-1. Springfield, two runs, two hits, no errors, but five bases on balls. The Cardinals have left six men on base in this game, but they lead 2-1. Now Daniel Susak doubled and scored the Hounds run his first time up. Swings and misses at that changeup here. It's 0-1. Hence's changeup rated not only the best in the Cardinal system, one of the best in all of minor league baseball. Breaking pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Brennan Malone waits on deck. Susak awaits the pitch. Swung on, bounced, foul count, 1-2. So 1-2-1 for the Hounds, 2-2-0 for Springfield. Rockhounds lead the series 4-0 after last night's come-from-behind win. One game remaining in the set. That's tomorrow afternoon at 1:05, and then the Hounds are on to Frisco for a week. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2. That one skipped up to the plate, and that ball will be tossed out. Daniel Susak waits, right-handed hitting catcher, stretch and pitch by Hentz, and that is fouled away. We'll do it again on 2-2. Frisco and Amarillo, I forget, of course, we had a 6 o'clock start here, so they are just getting underway. Pitch from Hentz is swung on and missed. And the pitch with some great movement on it, 4 strikeouts for Tink Hentz. Boy, bottom really did fall out of that. Strikeout number 4, 2 up, 2 down here in the fourth inning, and that'll bring up Brennan Malone. Single to left field on a 3-1 pitch, his first time up, extends that hit streak to 9 games. Hentz delivers down the middle, called strike 0-1. Hentz working with the bases empty at a very good clip, swing and a miss. Way out in front on that change, and the count goes 0-2. Well, Tink Hentz trying to close out the fourth inning. He's only thrown 54 pitches. Roiber's already thrown 65 in 3 innings. The pitch bounces to the plate. It's 1-2. So a high pitch count for Roiber Salinas, averaging 21, almost 22 pitches per inning. 1-2. And again, that's been related to the command. He's walked 5 batters. Hentz has struck out 4, has not walked a batter. Delivery, and that's up high for a ball, 2-2. As a hit batsman, that was Cooper Bowman. And the Hounds, 2 hits, coming back-to-back, setting the table in the second inning. Susak with the double and Malone with the single. 2-2 to Brennan. Swings and misses on a backup pitch. He's out on strikes, and Tink Hentz, boy, very similar to Ian Bedell last evening, is really the guy in command right now of this ball game. That's his 5th strikeout, and the Hounds go in order for the second time in the first 4 innings of this game. So we go to the bottom half of the fourth in Springfield with the Cardinals on top of the Rockhounds by a score of 2-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Nine, 1, and 2 in the Springfield order. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's a 2-1 Springfield advantage. Jeremy Rivas walked his first time up. That helped set up a run when all was said and done in the second inning. Pitch high and tight for a ball, 1-0. Cardinals have done a nice job manufacturing the runs. They've kind of used the bases on balls they've been issued as a fuel and produced a couple of runs. Swing and a fly ball right field toward the line on the run as Caden Trinkle just out of room and into the Cardinal bullpen. The Rockhounds scored their first run on a sacrifice fly. I will correct myself. The Cardinals scored the game's first run RBI single by Mike Antico. And then the Cardinals got the sac fly in the third. So a couple of walks, a steal, and a single in the second inning producing a run. Two walks and a single loaded the bases. Sacrifice fly drove in the go-ahead run in the third inning. 2-1 Springfield. 1-1 to Rivas. Checked his swing, or did he? The appeal? Yep, he went around. 1-2. I think Rivas was a little surprised that that crowd reacted to it. Easily the biggest bunch we've had here, other than the Kids' Day when the game started Tuesday. It was 7,000-plus on an Education Day. Pitch called, third strike. Boy, just got there outside corner. Roger with his first strikeout of the game. And that, boy, that's really unusual. Again, the walks have been an issue for him, but he's also struck out well in excess of a batter an inning. That's his first strikeout, first out in the fourth. Tuesday started with 7,093, a bunch of them kiddos. And after a two-hour rain delay, a long afternoon, there were about 50 people when the game ended. Chopper to second. Cooper backpedals under the outfield grass, throws and got him. Well, that's one of those you just can't charge it. If you do, it's over your head. Cooper had to wait for it and made that play from outfield grass by a good stride or two. And Tico's a left-handed hitter and runs well. So big, high chopper. Cooper made the play about shoulder high on a pretty good kick. So a strikeout and a bounce out, two down in the fourth, and here's Nathan Church. 0-for-1 with a walk, and another great defensive play. Pitcher called strike 0-1. Nathan Church and Colby Thomas were just tremendous defensively yesterday. Pitched down to the shoe tops, bounced up there 1-1. Colby's, I think, would probably be clearly was the play of the day, although there were just terrific efforts, three of them from Church, and they were all different types of plays. Takes up high for a ball here, does the Cardinals center fielder in this game. Left-handed hitter is Nathan Church. Newport Beach, California, his home. Pitch by Roiber. Chopper, and this is going to be a tough play. Bowman charges, and up can't make the play. Base hit all the way for Nathan Church. Well, that is absolute Baltimore chop. Pounds the ball out in front of the plate, just over the glove of Roiber, charging, and Bowman did everything he could. Even if he'd been able to pick that barehanded, no way. I don't think he would have gotten Church, who runs well. So, little Baltimore Chop, one man on. That's only the third base hit for the Cardinals. But it's also their ninth base runner, five walks and an error. Now R.J. Yeager, he walked to lead off the third and came around to score. He's 0 for 1. Salinas with a pitch, sails up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Weber now, next pitch he throws will be his 75th. One on and two out. An otherwise quick inning delayed by the infield single and the little bouncer. Pitch outside, ball two to Yeager. Two balls, no strikes. 246 hitter, has six home runs, does R.J. Yeager. One of those coming in this series. Right-handed hitter waggles that swings and sends a high fly ball to left field. That's high and deep, going back and at the wall. Colby will haul it in. Boy, that ball just ran out of steam to left field. Well-hit ball. Colby didn't have to use any magic this time, but that was, boy, right at the base of the wall and slightly left of straightaway center field. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on base. We're going to combine our trivia with a little Astound Broadband Road to the Show coming up, so we'll kind of combine those. We have played four innings here in Springfield, and after four, the Cardinals on top by a score of 2-1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Junior Perez, Saeed Valenzuela, and Denzel Clark will come to the plate for the Hounds in the fifth inning. Pitching, we said, this is a high-profile matchup. St. Kansas had the better of it a little, especially in terms of command, but just a 2-1 game through four. So these guys largely, anyway, living up to the billing. Junior Perez, sacrifice fly his first time around, 20th ribby of the year for Junior, driving in the Hounds run. Tries to bunt, drops it out. Oh, my goodness, what a bunt. Is it a fair ball or a foul ball? Well, that ball rolled to a stop about, 12 feet up the line, but it's going to be a foul ball. See if we get a better look at it from out front on the camera. Nope, not so. Well, the replay shows Junior walking back to home plate, so it's just a foul ball. So fouled it down off the dish. 0-1 to count. Jake Hintz, 6-1, 190. Delivers a good fastball. Outside corner called strike, 0-2. That changeup he throws is so good. Really sets up the entire arsenal. Has a couple of breaking pitches he uses. As those develop, we can get, again, expand that arsenal a little bit. Down and away here, 1-2. Junior, right-handed hitter waiting. He leads it off here in the fifth inning, 2-1 Cardinals. Pitch way low and outside for ball two, 2-2. Hilliard Office Solutions trivia for you is on this date. Dave Stewart, who was our featured speaker at our sports banquet this year. Pitch drops to the dirt. Ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2. And Hintz has not gone that deep into the count with one exception on the day. He went 3-0 to Brendan Malone in the second inning, wound up giving up a three-ball, one-strike base hit. Hounds have two hits. They came in succession. Susak and Malone setting the table in the second. 3-2 count, and Junior asked for time. Dave Stewart, of course, the great pitcher known as Smoke. Well, I mean, one of the absolutely intimidating, most intimidating pitchers of his generation. He was tremendous. 3-2 count. Hence with a long look in for the sign. Now into the motion. Full count delivered to Junior. Swung on and popped in the air. Behind the plate, Jimmy Crooks giving a look. He is out of room. Ooh, wow, that ball bounced. It bounced. I was counting rows. Bounced right between rows 4 and 5. And boy, there's a guy in row 4 now. It looks like maybe nachos. Anyway, he's got some ballpark cuisine working there, and it's pretty serious stuff. And he was really thinking that ball is going to either clonk him or clonk the nachos. And fortunately, it bounced gently and into about row 12 on a hop, and the guy caught it. The ball, not the nachos. 3-2 count, second time, pitched by Hintz, swing and a miss, he got him. Threw in that nasty changeup. Well, that's 6 strikeouts, and that's 3 in a row now for Hintz. Here is Saheed Valenzuela. Well, on this date, 1988, Dave Stewart did something for the 12th time that season. And while it was only May the 18th, set a major league single-season record by doing this for the 12th time that year. Swing, fly ball off the bat of Valenzuela, shallow left field, and it's going to drop. Bermuda Triangle. Saheed Valenzuela, just a little inside-out swing, little pop-up. Third baseman Yeager, shortstop Rivas, left fielder Antico, all closed on it, and I don't think any of them missed it by more than 10 feet. Just dropped right between them. Hounds third base hit. So one on, and again, that's the tying run on base and brings up Denzel. Well, he turned into it the first pitch he saw in the third, really self-defense, but the ball struck the bat and rolled right up to first base. So with three unassisted, one on, one out, Denzel waits, pitched by Hintz, right down the middle, called strike 0-1. By the way, Dave Stewart would go on to do this just 4 more times the entire rest of the year, but by that time he'd already set a major league record that still stands, a total of 16 times in 1988. What was it? Set the all-time record, swing and a miss, 0-2, and we'll give you our Hilliard Office Solutions solution and a little follow-up on the great Dave Stewart. He had an interesting start to his career, but did it on this date, 1988, for the 12th time. That set a new Major League single-season record in May. Stretch and pitch by Hintz, a swing and a miss to the ball. That ball got loose, so sending Valenzuela back to second base. Well, this is interesting. Now, why is that? Denzel is out on strikes. Saheed moved up when the pitch got away. Well, Gregorio's arguing this, and I'm going to be fascinated to see what the umpires are saying. That pitch was in the dirt. It bounded away. Now, Denzel's out on strikes, but Saheed moved up to second base, and they're sending him back to first. And Gregorio's still arguing this, and I'm trying to come up with the solution for why Saheed isn't at second base. He moved up when the pitch got away. And this is a one-run game, and that's a runner in scoring position. Or at least that's what the Hounds are saying. It's really interesting. So that's 7 strikeouts, 4 of the last 5 batters, and the discussion is still going on. Boy, Gregorio really frustrated. And home plate umpire eventually just walks away. Justin Juska goes back behind the dish. Gregorio's still standing halfway between third and home, and so he clearly did not get a satisfactory explanation. And we'll check with him after the game. Here's Caden Trinkle. It's 1-2. But boy, that's a big call. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0, no strikes. Cooper Bowman, top of the order on deck. Top of the fifth, Springfield 2, Rockhounds 1. Again, pretty much the kind of game we assumed, kind of expected, I think, to see today with two very good prospects on the mound. Pence will throw to first, diving back in is Sahib Valenzuela. Right field gets a little treacherous at this time. The shadow, long shadow stretching out cast by the main body of the stadium. And Mendlinger is in right field looking right back into the sun. Ducking down a little bit to get that angle pitch. Sails high ball 2-0. Well, I don't think Hintz has gone 2-0 more than one other time in this game. Checking the card really quick. That's just his second 2-0 count. Pitching away from Tink, and that's down and in. That's ball three. He also went 3-0 to Brendan Malone in the second, and Brendan singled on a 3-1. Well, Dave Stewart holds the all-time Major League single-season record with 16 of them in one season. And on this date in May, he set the or broke the existing record with his 12th, and it had to do with enforcement of a rule. Here's the 3-0, and that's up high, ball four. So Hintz with his first walk, it's four pitches to the number nine guy in the order. So Caden draws the walk. Sahib Valenzuela does get to second base. So maybe the baseball heavens were smiling. Going to get a team conference on the mound with a battery in the infield. Well, in 1988, Major League umpires had a rule that was basically kind of given a little emphasis. And Dave Stewart was a guy who just kind of fell into that trap more often than anybody else. On this date, May 18th, 1988, Dave Stewart committed his 12th balk of the year. Apparently, he figured it out. He had only four more the rest of the way, but that 16 balks in the season, largely due to the enforcement of the rule, the emphasis on the rule, and it remains the Major League Baseball single-season record, 16 balks in a year. There's a swing and a miss as Cooper chases one away. It's 0-1. Cooper Bowman struck out in the first, hit by a pitch in the third. It's a big, deep breath. Does the right-handed hitter and stands back in. Cooper comes into this game at 245, and that's actually, as you've been along this journey on the year, as he takes up and in, it's 1-1. To say that Cooper Bowman's hitting 245, you know that is, it's a pretty intriguing 245. 2-2, 2-1 Springfield in the fifth. Pitch by Hintz, down and away, that's ball two. Two balls, one strike. Nobody throwing, somebody loosening in the Springfield bullpen. Chase Cohen was up earlier for the Rockhounds, but he is no longer throwing, and he sat down when Weber got out of the inning a couple of innings ago. Pitch low and away, ball three, 3-1. So now Tank Hintz, for the first time in this game, really battling control a little bit, with the exception of the 3-1 count to Brendan Malone in the second. But other than that, he's been very sharp. But a walk and a 3-1 count here. Cooper waits, 2-1, 2-out. Pitch to Coop, takes a strike, 3-2. So, in this fifth inning, Hounds down by a run. Sahib Valenzuela is at second. Caden Trenkel is at first. Count is 3-2. There are two out. They'll go with the pitch. Hintz comes set, looks at second. Leg kick, runners go. Pitch swung on and sent sharply foul wide at third base. Cooper just a little out in front of that 3-2 pitch. Jack Winkler on deck, but there are two down with two men on base. Left fielder Mike Antico retrieving the foul ball. And now set to go. Same scenario. Runners will take off with the delivery. Set by Hintz. Looks at second. Comes to the plate. Cooper. Nope. Inside. Ball four. So they are loaded up. That's back-to-back walks for Tink Hintz. And that'll bring up Jack Winkler. Jack does 2-for-17 in this series. He's gotten on base in each of the four games, but again, just a couple of base hits, and he would love to deliver here. Now, pitching coach Eric Peterson out for a visit. Well, our Hilliard Office Solutions solution, again, revolving around Dave Stewart and the enforcement, the emphasis on enforcement of the balk rule in 1988. I know I've used this line a million times, but it cracks me up. Ron Luciano was a major league umpire for decades and also a guy with a great sense of humor. Ron Luciano, I don't think, ever called a balk. Now, I don't know if that's literal or figurative, but when discussing that, he said that, and this is a big league umpire, of course, saying, he says, I never called a balk because I didn't understand the rule. Ron, we're with you. But in 1988, the umpires were instructed to emphasize the balk, and Dave Stewart paid the price with that all-time record 16 of them. And we'll slide that right into our road to the show from Astound Broadband. Doing the research on Dave Stewart to introduce him at our winter banquet. Here's Jack Winkler now, ready to go, and a chopper out to short, and that's going to be the end of the inning. Throw to first in time. Up, Jack bounces out to shortstop. Rockhounds loaded him up on a base hit, little duck snort, couple of walks, but one pitch bounce out. Jack Winkler grounding out to his opposite number, and that'll take us midway through Saturday evening baseball. Rockhounds threaten, but they come up empty, and after four and a half, Rockhounds trail the Cardinals here in Springfield, Missouri. It's the Cardinals 2, the Rockhounds 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Springfield 2 and the Rockhounds 1, middle third of the order for the Cardinals here in the last of the fifth inning. Jimmy Crooks 1-for-2 with a single. Then Noah Menlier and Aaron McKeithen in inning number 5. Roiber Salinas going back to work. Right-hander's first pitch to Crooks is down and in. May have hit him. Yep, it did. And the command has not been sharp for Roiber. And that's another leadoff man reaching. Hit batsmen, of course, do not count for the whip. Whip, of course, is walks and hits per innings pitch is what that stands for. If you don't know, and it's not exactly, you know, universal language, but whip, and that is very obviously easy to say and makes some sense. If you add hit by pitch, it becomes like whibibip or something like that. Pitch to Menlinger called strike 0-1, but really hit batsmen should also factor in. 5 walks now and a hit batsman for Roiber Salinas, and both of the runs scored were guys who reached on a walk. Pitch to Menlinger is inside for a ball. Count is 1-1. Noah is a infielder largely playing right field in this game. He's 0-for-1, bounced out to first base to end the first inning. And a sacrifice bunt. He got a little unfortunate. He popped it up, but it dropped. Swings and sends one just foul outside the line at third down the left field line. 1-2, the count. .241 batting average. No home runs and 19 driven in. Noah 1-for-13 in the series. Couple of strikeouts. Cardinals with single runs in the second and third. Rockhounds scored in the second. Took the lead in this game. Time called by Mendlinger. Aaron McKeithen on deck. Ramon Mendoza, who drove in the go-ahead run with a really good plate appearance in the third, is in the hole. Roivers pitch rolled toward first base. Oh, nicely handled by Jose Lahare. That ball was moving pretty good. One ball, two strikes. Stan Broadband wrote to the show. I did some research on Dave Stewart. His remarkable career, of course, went on to a wonderful major league career. Swing fly ball out of play, still just absolutely beloved in Oakland. Had his 320 win seasons. But on the Astound Broadband road to the show, it's really kind of remarkable that Dave Stewart did all the things he did just past the anniversary of the date on which he was released by the Phillies. There's a swing and a chopper toward third. Boy, that ball, if that had been fair, that would have been big-time trouble. Left-handed hitter, Rockhounds having played the pull, but he's sent about three of them now down the left-field side. One on and nobody down, a 1-2 count to Mendlinger. It was May 9th, 1986. Was just doing some background on Dave, who again had the balk issue on this date a couple of years later. That came with the A's, by the way. The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, right side, foul ground. Cooper on the move near the tarp. Got it. Nice catch. Mendlinger fouls out to Cooper Bowman. One on and one down in the fifth inning. The batter is Aaron McKeithen. The Phillies released Dave Stewart. He really struggled with them out of the bullpen, of all things. And now here comes Gregorio, and he's going to go to the bullpen. So that's it for Roiber. Chase Cohen had been warming earlier. We'll check who comes out of the bullpen and tell you the tale of Dave Stewart, and that is Chase, who will come in. So Chase Cohen will come on, 4 1/3 for Roiber. Gave up only 3 base hits in this game. 2 runs both earned, but he walked 5, struck out only 1, and hit 1 batsman, and that is the base runner Jimmy Crooks, who is on right now. So Chase is on to pitch in the 5th inning. Springfield leading the game by the score of 2-1. So Chase inherits a runner at first base and one man down. Well, Dave Stewart, after being released by the Phillies, went on to sign with the A's. And boy, the Phillies might regret letting him go. He turned, into a starter with the A's and averaged 21 wins a season for the next 4 years, from 87 to 90. And, of course, every career has its ups and downs, but with Dave Stewart in that group, just somewhere a little shy of Hall of Fame worthy, but boy, one of the amazing pitchers of his generation. But if you go all the way back, he was drafted by the Dodgers originally, 1975, and he was a catcher, was Dave Stewart, and he wanted to be a catcher. He didn't want to pitch, but he arrived in Bellingham, Washington. That's a gorgeous little college town, about, maybe half hour, an hour. Actually, grew up almost right there, can't recall exactly, but just below the Canadian border. And at that time, the Bellingham Dodgers of the Northwest League were the short-season affiliate of the L.A. Dodgers. And we'll tell you Dave's tale. We'll sneak it in as we go. Aaron McKeithen is the batter, and Chase to face him. One on and one man down. Right-hander delivers and finds the outside corner. Throw behind the runner by Susak. And boy, Daniel will do that from time to time. Called strike to McKeithen. Back in safely is Jimmy Crooks. Chase Cohen making appearance number 12. He's 2-1 with a 3.18 earned run average. 6 hits and 11 1/3. Pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball, ran it in. Count is quickly 0-2. 6 walks against 12 strikeouts. and what was it, four of the walks all on his birthday not long ago. Didn't get an out on his bats, just awful. Pitched that shouldn't happen. Pitched down and in one ball, two strikes. On his 27th birthday on the 26th of April, and came out of the bullpen and walked four guys. And that is really unusual for Chase Cohen. One ball and two strikes, pitch swung on, fouled away into the seats off to the right, one and two. Ramon Mendoza is on deck, McKeithen at the plate. One on, one out, Cardinals two, Hounds one, bottom of the fifth inning. Infield pretty well straight away from McKeithen. Long set by Chase. Pitch swung on and fouled away again. The count stays one and two. McKeithen bounced out to shortstop in the second. He walked, helping set up a run in the third inning. Right-handed hitter waits. Chase from the belt. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Got him. Well, it came up and in, and McKeithen just tied up on that one. So Chase Cohen with a strikeout. Well, that was serious gas, high and tight. Strikeout for Cohen. Two down in the inning. And the batter is Ramon Mendoza. 0-for-1 with a sac fly. And that gave Springfield a 2-1 lead that it now holds. Pitch by Cohen is well inside for a ball, 1-0, and that was a really good piece of hitting. He got down in the count to Roiber Salinas with the bases loaded, one out in the third inning. Fouled off two-strike pitches, and on the third 0-2 pitch he saw, flew out to right field for a sacrifice fly. Pitch from Cohen down the middle, called strike 1-1. Chandler Redmond on deck, two out here in the fifth inning. Just long streaks of sunlight now in the outfield. All aiming toward right field. Cohen's pitch swung on, fouled back. Count goes 1-2. Chase gives a stylish tug on the rosin bag. And now climbs up the hill and plants that right foot. One ball, two strikes, one on and two out. Pitch from Cohen sails high. Count goes 2-2 from Chase. Mendoza's RBI, by the way, is eighth in just 14 games, so he's been productive. Springfield's second baseman. Cohen now steps away. And the pitch clock will reset. And Mendoza awaits the 2-2. Jimmy Crooks has the lead at first base. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Cohen from the belt. Longer set this time from Chase. Now goes into the motion, delivers, and a swing and a foul tip. Got a tiny piece of it and just deflected enough that it got in and out of the glove of Daniel Susak. Boy, just enough of a redirect. Count still 2-2. Good bunch here in Springfield this evening. I know they had fireworks last night. I did not check the promotional schedule. But a very good bunch for Saturday evening baseball. Cardinals, of course, a great fit here. Team originally owned by the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the 2-2 pitch down and away. Backhanded by Daniel Susak. 3-2. So the runner will go with a pitch. Springfield is now, along with the Rockhounds and, boy, 20 how many others, members of the Diamond Baseball Holdings umbrella of teams. 3-2. Crooks takes the lead. He'll go with the pitch with two out. He runs. Pitch takes flight. Foul ball. Back to the screen. Do it again. So 3-2 again to Mendoza. Taps the plate, does the right-handed hitter, wheels that bat around a couple of times. Hounds in the outfield having played shallow and right and just a little the opposite field in center. Pitch to him, swung on, foul back again. And Mendoza, as he did in his last trip to the plate, wasn't it at bat. It was just a plate appearance and a good one. And he's battling here. This will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance. So Jimmy Crooks will run yet again. Cohen comes set and settled in at the belt. 3-2. Runner goes. Pitch swung on. Line drive into right center field. That's a base hit. Trinkle will cut it off. Good hustle to get there. First and third. Boy, Mendoza. And this one is an at bat and a really good one again. Pitch pretty much down the middle. He went the opposite way with it and drove it in the gap to right center. Trinkle made a really good effort to get there. Denzel, I think, would have gotten there as well. But boy, if they don't step on the gas, that ball gets down any further than it did. Crooks, because he was running on the pitch, would have scored. When Caden got there, I mean, just turned it. Threw a good off-balance throw to the cutoff man to get the ball back into the infield in a hurry. First and third, here is Chandler Redmond. Swings and fouls the first pitch back, 0-1. Redmond walked, stole a base, and scored in the second inning. Popped out to third baseman Saheed Valenzuela to end the third. Left-handed hitter, first and third, two men down. They shade him to pull solidly to the hounds in the infield. Swinging a ground ball out towards second base. Cooper is there. He'll backhand to Jack Winkler at shortstop for the 4-6. Goes the putout. The inning is over, and so the Cardinals threaten, but they do not add to their one-run advantage. We'll tell you why I'm amazed, well, to a certain extent, that Dave Stewart ever got past his first professional season. We'll give you a look at the line score in this ball game. After 5, Cardinals 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
This fifth game of the series is pretty much on the scoreboard anyway, what we kind of expected or what we assumed could happen with two very good pitching prospects going at it. It's just a 2-1 game. For Roiber Salinas, it was a frustrating game. He goes 4 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, but 5 walks, 1 strikeout, and a hit batsman. And 2 of the 5 walks turned into runs. Hounds had the early lead. Daniel Susak, a leadoff double in the second inning against Tink Hentz, an outstanding Cardinal prospect. Brendan Malone then singled, putting runners at first and third. Junior Perez, a sacrifice fly, brought Daniel Susak in. It was 1-0 Rockhounds. Cardinals got a 2-out walk. Bases were empty with nobody on in the second, but walks to Chandler Redmond and Jeremy Rivas, and an RBI single by Mike Antico tied the game. A leadoff walk to R.J. Yeager, and a bases-loaded sacrifice fly by Ramon Mendoza in the third gave Springfield the 2-1 lead they now hold. Colby Thomas leads it off, Hentz delivers, and missed maybe down low for ball one. 3, 4, and 5 in the Hounds' order. Colby Thomas, Daniel Susak, Brendan Malone. Maybe the totals on the other side of pitch from Hentz, which is swung on and sent in the air to center field. This is high and deep. This ball going back. This got a chance. That thing is gone. Double digits on the season for Colby Thomas, a sidewalk souvenir to just to the left of the batter's eye, and we are all even up at 2. Colby with a high five with Gregorio, and touch that dish, young man. This game is tied 2 apiece. Colby Thomas, what a series he is having. He is now the second Texas leaguer to reach double-digit home runs on this year, joining Davis and De Los Santos of Amarillo, and that one ties this game. Colby Thomas not hitting for a huge average in the series. He's been very solid, but boy, has he been productive. Here's Susak, and Daniel takes down low. Colby Thomas now has 2 doubles, 2 home runs, and 8 runs batted in this series. Home run his 10th. RBI, his team high 28th. Pitch down, low ball two to Susak, 2-0. So happily, before we can even give you the line score, Colby changes it. And this ball game, brand new. Delury on the way, and that's a strike at the knees on the outside edge, 2-1. Each team two runs, each team four hits. Hounds have one error. It did no damage. And, of course, the bases on balls are the that's the number that doesn't show up on the line score that's been very big in this game. Daniel with a swing and a miss. Pence throws him that changeup, and the count goes 2-2. Daniel, 1-for-2, a double and a run scored and a strikeout. Pitch swung on and bounced foul was way out in front of it. Count stays 2-2. Brendan will follow, and Junior Perez in this inning as well. When that ball jumped off Colby's bat, knew it was going to be deep, but it got out by a pretty good margin. It was a swing and a miss and a breaking pitch away. Well, and Hintz comes back. He went 2-0 to Susak, but comes back and gets him. Boy, again, that pitch just absolutely dove to the dirt. Almost identical to the pitch on which Daniel was struck out in the fourth inning. That's just nasty from Tink Hintz. That is his eighth strikeout. Bouncer foul off the bat of Brendan Malone, 0-1. Brendan with a single in the second extends the hit streak to 9. He's 1-for-2 in this game. He's 17-for-34 in the streak. 500. 0-1 pitch. Down and away for a ball. 1-1. So Tink Hintz has given up 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks. They came out of nowhere in succession in the fifth. And 8 strikeouts. Pitch, punch shot, foul ball. Ooh, look out, folks, into the seats. Boy, that one fortunately hit terra firma, didn't hit a person. And a kiddo in a bright red Cardinals t-shirt will hit that foul ball. Well, that just cleared the screen, and that was basically a little check swing line drive. 1-2 to Brennan. Nobody on and one man down, one run in. Hintz with a pitch, a swing and a miss. Chased it down the way, and that is 9 strikeouts for Tink Hintz. Struck out back-to-back batters now for the third time in this game. In fact, he had 3 in a row to end the fourth and start the fifth. Now here's Junior. Junior Perez, right-handed hitter. Jose LaHare asking something from the Springfield dugout, but now we're ready to go. Pitch bends down to the dirt for ball 1, 1 ball and no strikes. Junior 0-for-1, sacrifice fly, drove in the Hounds' first run. Pitch just missed the outside corner. Boy, just a dart, but a little low and away, 2-0. Again, that line score is pretty much probably what we expected. 2 runs, 4 hits for each team, top of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss, Junior chasing one. The count goes 2-1. 223 average, 6 home runs, 20 driven in. And a high strikeout total is 51 strikeouts coming in, 52 including this game. Hands with a pitch, and that's a called strike. Backup delivery just got there, 2-2. So he, Valenzuela on deck if Junior can extend the sixth inning, which opened with a solo home run by Colby Thomas. Attempted but did not go. They'll appeal, but not just a little. Just gave it a look. Really didn't go very far at all. 3-2. All that Colby hit went out at about the 385 mark and cleared the wall by up onto the grass berm by a good 15, 20 feet. Swing chopper to shortstop, charging his Rivas to make the play. The shoot top's got to hurry, a little bit wide, but Junior gets out at first base. Good reach by Chandler Redmond. A good play by both infielders. Rivas had to charge that ball and make the throw in a hurry. Junior Perez runs really well. But Colby Thomas, solo home run. One run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on. So to the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. And we're going to tell you what we've been talking about pitching today. We'll talk about pitching from a while back.
The majority of our franchise's most notable individual performances have come at the plate, but the guys on the hill have had some great seasons in the sun as well. In 2008, Vin Mazzaro became the first and is still the only Cub, Angel, or Rockhound to be named Texas League Pitcher of the Year. In 22 starts, Vinny went 12-3 with a 1.90 ERA, the all-time franchise best, and a 1.10 whip while we're at it. He was very good at home, a 2.63 ERA, but absolutely stunning on the road, a 1.17 earned run average away from home. One very impressive part of Vin's season was that his ERA went down each month. He got tougher as the year went along, finishing with a 1.17 July ERA before a very well-earned promotion to AAA. His major league career included two very rough outings, one in particular with the Kansas City Royals, and one in what was his final big league appearance with the Giants. His career ERA was a respectable 4.79. Take away just those two rough outings, and the number drops to 4.36. There are guys making a boatload of money with ERAs in that neighborhood right now. His best season in the show was 2013, when he posted a sub-3 ERA in 57 appearances out of the Pirates' bullpen. But the bottom line for our franchise, Vin Mazzaro's 2008 season was by far and without a doubt the finest in our 50-plus years.
Jeremy Rivas to lead it off. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It is a 2-2 tie, and Rivas takes a big rip and comes up empty on the Chase Cohen pitch. Chase now the pitcher of record for the Hounds. Rivas then back up top for Mike Antico and Nathan Church. Pitch high and tight. Ball one. One ball and one strike from Chase. Last glimmers of sunlight hitting the right field wall and the big, tall training facility, which sits behind the right field wall here. Beautiful multi-story brick building. Indoor facilities. Here's a swing and a miss. The count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Amarillo leading Frisco early in the game, bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 at Hodgetown. Pitch swung on, popped foul, up on the roof to our right. Clank. Count stays 1-2 to Rivas. He has walked and struck out, both against starter Roiber Salinas. No activity, I don't believe, in the Springfield bullpen, so Tink Hintz apparently will pitch into the seventh. Of course, that's all about pitches, not about innings. Cohen comes set, infield straight away for Rivas. Pitch is swung on and popped foul again off to the right and again up on the roof. Oh, timeout, Dave Stewart. I'll tell you about his first season. This is his rookie year, right? In pro ball, not in the big leagues, but his first pro season. Arrives in Bellingham, Washington. Literally, and he told us this at the banquet, literally with his catcher's gear in tow. Swinging a foul back, 1-2, and Rivas doing battle. So Dave Stewart's all set to begin his pro career as a catcher. He arrives in Bellingham, Washington, the Northwest League Bellingham Dodgers, and is told, put the catcher's gear away. We are converting you to pitcher. Delivery swung on and fouled back. And boy, is Rivas doing battle. He's fouled off four two-strike pitches. Dave Stewart told us, and I asked him, too, just in a one-on-one conversation, if that was all true, that he really didn't know until he got to Bellingham, and it was absolutely the case. You'd think they might have shared that with him, pitch up and away 2-2. And he argued with the Dodgers and with the Bellingham manager. And manager asked Dave how he got to Bellingham, and he told him, I think, a bus ride and then a couple of airplanes, and where the last airplane had to be a little one. Swinging the ground ball, left side, Saheed slides, makes the play, throws, but that'll have no chance of getting him. Good play by Valenzuela, but a base hit for Rivas, and did he earn that? My goodness. Nine pitches. He fouled off four two-strike deliveries. So he made a nice effort, kind of tumbled as he made the play. And the Cardinals just that quickly put the go-ahead run on at first base on an infield single and a great A.B. from Jeremy Rivas. Here's Mike Antico, 1-for-3 with his 7th RBI in this series. Well, he's driven in 7. Colby Thomas has driven in 8 for the Hounds within the first 4 games plus of this set. Pitch high for a ball, 1-0. 2-2 tie, but the Cardinals have the leadoff man on in the 6th. Now, Bellingham, Washington in 1975 in terms, and Dave said it was a flight. Again, that was not a 747, I will guarantee you. Stretch and pitch, way up high for a ball. And so he had explained that he had taken a couple of airplanes, et cetera, to get to Bellingham, and the Bellingham manager told him that if he did not agree to convert to pitcher, he would not be flying back home. He would be taking a bus. And it wouldn't be the team bus. 2-0 stretch. Chase boy up and in. Ball 3. So now the plot really thickening. You got that leadoff base hit that Rivas worked so hard to get. And now a 3-0 count to Antico at the top of the order. Cardinals trying to break through in this series. Hounds winning the first 4. Stretch and pitch from Chase. That's a high strike. Boy, that just got there. Antico, he's not arguing. He was just a little bit surprised, I think, at the call. It was certainly on the border. Long set now by Cohen. Pitch takes flight. Swung on and missed. Boy, he wasn't messing around there. Pitch was 86, but it was elevated and had him chasing 3-2. Cardinals, I've been kind of focusing on this series, of course, starting this 12-game road trip. Cardinals dropped their last 2 games on the road before coming home, so they've lost 6 in a row. They're now in a first-place tie in the North. Swinging a hard hit ball up the middle. Antico continues to have a terrific series. First and second, nobody out. 2-for-4 in this game. He's now 8-for-20 in the series. It's a .400 average with 7 runs driven in. 2 on and nobody out. And the batter will be Nathan Church. Let's see how the Cardinals will treat this. First and second, nobody down. So we have told you that Dave Stewart arrives in Bellingham and is immediately told he's not going to be a catcher, which he wanted to do very much. So he begrudgingly, because he had a great arm, he converted to pitcher. And so he starts his pro career with the Bellingham Dodgers as a pitcher. And I will tell you about Bellingham in just a moment and that particular Dodgers team. Ground ball, second base. Cooper to Jack for one on to first. Yes, sir, double play. Boy, the pitcher's best friend sharply hit. 4-6-3 double play. Advancing to third is Rivas. 2 men down in the inning, so things get stepped up a notch here. Runner at third, but 2 men down after first and second, and no men out in this tie game. It's now a runner at third, 2 out, and R.J. Yeager is the batter. R.J. 0-for-2, 2 deep fly ball outs, and a walk and a run scored. Cohen set. Pitch popped up. Let me get into the seats just down below us. Rattles around a bit. 0-1 to Yeager. Hit the ball to the track in center field. Denzel tracking it down in the first inning and then sent one to the wall that Colby Thomas made the catch on and just slightly, I guess, left center, if you will. 0-1 count. Runner at third. 2 men down. 2 all tie. Pitch by Cohen. Just outside. 1-1. Dave Stewart's Bellingham Dodgers. He was already told his career was changing in terms of what he would be doing. They lost their first couple of games, did the Dodgers. Here's the set by Chase. 1-1 count. Runner at third. Pitch fouled straight back. So the Dodgers lost a couple, and they lost a couple more. The Bellingham Dodgers in 1975 started the season 0-24. That's 0-24. That is 0 wins in 24 games. They finished 17-61. Here's the pitch from Chase. That ball fouled away. Count stays 1-2. So the guy who went on to, again, had an average of 21 wins over 4 seasons for the A's from 87 to 90, one of the most feared and a really respected pitcher in big league baseball. Started his career, wanted to be a catcher, turned pitcher, and his team lost its first 24 games. 1-2 pitch by Cohen, fouled back again on a 1-2 count. R.J. Yeager doing battle as Rivas did to start this inning. Back-to-back singles, Rivas and Antico. Church grounds into the 4-6-3. Runner at third, two out, 1-2 count to Yeager. Cohen comes set. The pitch is up and in. The count goes 2-2. Jimmy Crooks on deck at the inning extends. Chase climbs the mound, looks in for the sign, leans in at the waist. Comes set. 2-2. Pitch takes flight. Swung on, sent to first base. And boy, good play at Brendan Malone. Looked that right into the glove. He was playing in just off the edge of the grass. Barely sharply hit, but Malone right there makes the play. The inning is over. So back-to-back leadoff singles. The Cardinals come up empty. No runs, two hits, a key double play. One man left. Cardinals have bounced into one double play and have left 10 men on base in this game. So we have played six, and we will go to the top half of the seventh inning here in Springfield, Missouri. Rockhounds 2, Cardinals 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Leonardo Taveras on to pitch. We go to the seventh, and his first delivery down the middle to Saheed Valenzuela. In an 0-1 count, bottom third of the order, Saheed and Denzel Clark and Caden Trankel in the seventh, tied at two after Chase Cohen escaped in the last of the sixth. Taveras relieving Ting Kent. A swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count for Saheed, who's one for two. Little duck snort drop for him into the Bermuda Triangle in shallow left his last time up. Ting Kent, six innings, four hits, couple of runs both earned, two walks, nine strikeouts, one hit batsman. And the home run allowed to Colby Thomas tied the game. Saheed waits. Switch hitter from the left side. Swings and misses. And he is up and right back down on three pitches. So Taveras comes out of the bullpen and whips the first batter he faces on three deliveries. So here's Denzel now. Nobody on and one man down. Taveras has been outstanding out of the bullpen. And again, he's a guy you find on the prospect lists. 1.35 ERA in 12 games. This is his 12th, actually. Long set, right-hander delivers, and Denzel rolls one foul wide of the bag at first. It's 0-1. He has one save. Walks a little bit high. He's given up 10 hits and 13 and a third, 10 walks. And 17 strikeouts. Opposition hits just 196 against him. A Whip at about 1.5 due to the bases on balls. Very similar numbers to Roybers Salinas. Denzel swings and pops this one up. It'll get out of play off to the right, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Denzel bounced out to first base on, it's kind of a strange deal. It was a pitch that was way up and in. He turned away from it. The ball just hit his bat and rolled right up the first base line. Almost bumped into the bag. Struck out on three pitches against Hentz his last time. And he's down to the count 0-2 here. Tavares, a long set, now delivers, and it's down and away for a ball 1-2. Leonardo Tavares out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic. Been around a while, signed young as an international free agent in 2016 by the Cardinals. Big guy, 6'5", 230. Delivers a swing and a miss. Boy, he really jammed Denzel with a fastball up and in at 92, and he's out on strikes, back-to-back whiffs for Tavares. So 11 strikeouts for Springfield pitching. Two down in the seventh for Caden Trinkle. Field entirely in shadows. Boy, the sky just a beautiful blue. There is one little just a cloud just kind of hanging all by itself off behind the right field fence, and that's it. Pitch down the middle, called strike. It's 0-1. We didn't really see the sun almost at all for the first, 3 days of the stay, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then a little bit of sunshine yesterday. Gorgeous evening. Pitch just outside for a ball. The count is 1-1 tonight. Virtually perfect. The last two have been very comfortable after the early rains this week. Long set here. Tavares with a 1-1 count. Bases empty, two down. Caden swings and misses. It's 1-2. So Tavares is a strike away from whipping the side here in the top of the stretch inning. Big right-hander comes set at the belt. Left-handed hitting Caden Trinkle waits in the stretch-in pitch, and he got him. Called third strike. So Tavares comes in and strikes out the side. And the Rockhounds go ultra-quietly here in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2-3, all via the whiff. I think we're going to have God Bless America's son here, and Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch. See if we do. Yeah, we sure are going to have God Bless America's son. Not show the name of the gentleman, but he is here on the military appreciation night. That was and that was a bit of a goosebumper right there. Boy, gorgeous voice and really well done here on this. Yeah, military appreciation evening here in Springfield. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch. And as the crowd at Hammonds Field stands for a little take me out to the ball game, we've got a good one, a 2-2 tie at the seventh inning stretch.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
good bunch on hand here tonight in Springfield. Just gorgeous, as mentioned. By the way, still about 78 degrees, so no breeze whatsoever. That's usually the case here, although I was talking with Andrew Buckbinder, the longtime radio voice of the Cardinals, who is now he's one of those vice presidential types here with the Cardinals. But we don't usually, for whatever the reason, I don't think the Hounds have come here late in the season more than a time or two in the 20 years now that Springfield has been part of this league. Our visits are usually as they are here in the early stages of the season. Now, the wind tends to pick up when summertime rolls in, and this ballpark gets a lot more hitter-friendly. But it's very equitable right now with the breeze the way it is and a gorgeous evening. It'll grab some non-Googleable for you as we go to the seventh inning, middle third of the order, and Shohei on the pitch. And Mr. Tomioka, that is, bends one over the heart of the plate to Jimmy Crooks. Noah Mendlinger is on deck, and Aaron McKeithen to follow. 4, 5, and 6 in the Cardinals' order. 2-2 at the seventh inning stretch in Springfield. Pitch high and away for a ball from the right-hander. 1-1. And we'll make sure it is non-Googleable. This evening, really, just a kind of a quick and easy one for you, or at least quick. Don't have to do a lot of thinking. Pitch misses. Count goes 2-1. Crooks is 1-for-2, reached on an error in the first inning. Singled, helping set up a run in the third, was hit by a pitch and stranded eventually in the fifth inning. Shohei's pitch, swung on, fly ball left field toward the corner. Colby Thomas on the move. He will get there, tracks it down. Nice defense. At corner, only 3:15 from home plate. The short porch, and there's not a great deal of that porch down there. It moves out fairly quickly from the foul pole, but that corner is where Colby tracked it down. Nicely done. And it's one away now for Noah Mendlinger. Let me get Shohei's numbers, and we'll pop the quick trivia to you. Batter is Noah Mendlinger. He is 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Takes. That's a high strike, 0-1. Shohei making his 13th appearance. 1-0 with a 2.40 ERA. 9 hits in 15 innings. 9 walks, 10 strikeouts. That number is the only one that is a little off kilter. Pitch up and away for a ball here, 1-1. Shohei likable, 28 years of age from Kurobe, Japan. One of those guys always has a smile. There's a swing of the ground ball out towards second. Cooper charges, makes the play, letter high, flips to first. And two men down. Non-Googleable trivia. It's been a miserable year for the Houston Astros, right? Okay. Talking about the Astros, I will give you 8 seconds to toss this around. How many games out of first place are the Astros entering play today? As play began today, how many games out of first place are the Astros in their miserable season? Aaron McKeithen stands in, takes a called strike, 0-1. Okay, 12, 13, 14. Folks, the Astros are 4 games out of first place. I know they've had their struggles. The West is not what a lot of folks thought it would be this year, but they're 4 games out with about a million to go. Ground ball up the middle and knocked down by Winkler, but he can't make the play. I think that'll go as a hit. Jack's had a tough day. It had to range well to his left onto the outfield grass, so I would think that'll go as a hit. Yep, and he'll give me a hit. So Aaron McKeithen reaches. To ask after the ball game, he had an error in the first inning, did Jack? I thought it was a bad hop, but again, from back here, it's a little tough to tell. Sometimes the ball clips off the glove. Now here's Ramon Mendoza, takes down low for a ball, 1-0. So a 2-out single here in the seventh. Yeah, for all of the struggles and all of the troubles, Houston is 20-25. They're 4 games behind the Seattle Mariners. It helps when the division leader is 3 games over 500. Swinging, woo, foul to the screen above the Cardinal dugout, 1-1. Well, I mean, they have dealt with, of course, some underperforming, I think. There have been some issues certainly, team isn't hitting on all eight cylinders, but they've all also had an entire rotation, basically, on the injured list. So, after all that is said, the four games out, swing, little pop-up, center field, coming on Denzel, and he makes the catch on the move. Boy, I thought for the world that was going to duck snort down onto the grass in shallow center, and Denzel, those long strides, got a good read, and that was nicely done. And he's going to get a high five or two as he comes to the dugout. Denzel Clark with a very nice play to end the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, one man left, and we give you totals coming up. We've got a heck of a game going here in Springfield, Missouri. We have played seven, and after seven complete, the Cardinals 2 and the Rockhounds 2.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
We kind of thought tonight we might have a game, which we have turned out to have, the low-scoring game. Roiber Salinas, who really struggled with command in this game but didn't give much up against Tink Hentz, the number one prospect for the Cardinals. And he was very sharp, struck out 9. So we have kind of what we expected, a 2-2 tie. We go to the top half of the eighth inning. Top of the order for the Rockhounds, Cooper Bowman. Cooper's 0 for 1, rather. He has reached twice, a hit batsman and a walk. Then Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas face Leonardo Taveras, who struck out the side in the seventh. Rockhounds, 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error. 2-4-1 for the Rockhounds. The error did no damage. And for Springfield, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 2-7-0. Pitch, high strike to Cooper, 0-1. And a number that somebody is going to wind up reaching for the roll-aids about. The Hounds have left 7 men on base. The Cardinals have left 11. Here's a swing and a miss, and Cooper down in the count, 0-2. Cardinals, in fact, have also hit into a double play, so they have left 11 on, squandered one other base runner on the double play. The Rockhounds have stranded 7, so 18 men left on base plus one double play in a tie game. 0-2 to Cooper. Taveras set. Delivery is just up and away for a ball, 1-2. Cooper struck out against Tink Hentz to start the game, hit by a pitch in the third, walked in the fifth against the Cardinals starter. 1-2 count, infield straight away for Cooper. Pitch to Bowman, low and away for a ball, 2-2. Six home runs on the season, 2 of them in this series. Right-hander set. Taveras with a longer set this time. Pitch to Cooper, sent right back up the middle. Base hit! And that extends the hit streak to 15 games. Cooper Bowman. He is 1 for 2 in this game. Again, he'd reached base a couple of times. Boy, just a good, solid swing. Pitch down in the zone. Line drive right back up the middle over the box. Now, let's see if he might be running. Mentioned when Cooper came to the plate to start this game hitting 245. That doesn't sound like much, and it won't get you into Cooperstown, but he was in the 160 range when that streak started. Pitched down and away to Jack Winkler, 1-0. Jack is 0-for-3 and has not reached base. But to be flirting with a 250 average, and that's number. We talk so much about it. If you're in a slump, looking to get to 250 is not easy. Swinging that ball, ripped but foul. Look out, kiddos, onto the right field, to the left field berm. Looks like everybody A-OK. One ball, one strike. And Cooper hitting right about 375 in that streak in this cover. That covers 15 games. And he is now flirting with 250 on the year. Boy, he almost got picked off. He was dancing off the bag. And, I saw that out of the corner of my eye, and Tavares turned to throw, and there's that sinking feeling for just a moment that was a little too active off the base, and he just got back. 1-1 to Jack Winkler. One on, nobody down. 2-2 tie in the eighth inning. Pitch to Jack, low and away, 2-1. Colby Thomas on deck, Daniel Susak in the hole. Fifth of a six-game series. Hounds have won the first four. And this is game five of 12 in a row on the road, all against division leaders or co-leaders, basically. Another toss to first. Boy, again, close. Cooper back. A better way to put it, the Rockhounds, Springfield, and Frisco, so the Hounds and their two opponents on this road trip own the top three records in the league. Arkansas actually also shares the third best along with Springfield. Runner goes, pitches up and in. Here's the throw, but it's way high. Goes into center field. Cooper can't move up, but he swipes the base. Cooper Bowman is 17 for 17. He hit that bag pretty hard. Yeah, throw really sailed. Yep, he's A-OK. Stolen base, 17 out of 17. 52 out of 55 is a Rockhound over two seasons. 3-1 to Jack Winkler. Pitch to Jack. Oh, and it hit him. Well, that is a painful way to extend a streak, but he does. Cooper Bowman extends his hit streak to 15 games with a single. Jack Winkler extends an on-base streak to 17 by getting plunked. So Tavares struck out the first three guys he faced, went 0-2 to Cooper to start the inning. But Coop worked it back to 2-2 and singled. And on a 3-1 pitch, Winkler is hit by a pitch. So Cooper now is 17 thieveries. He was 35 for 38 a year ago. Perfect 17 for 17 on this season. And I have started to say it about 12 times, and every time I mention Brian Torres of Springfield, he is second in the league, is Torres. He's 14 out of 16. Cooper is the league leader. Rockhounds tied for second in Double-A baseball in steals. Mississippi has 73. They swiped four bags last night to the Braves. Rockhounds, Birmingham, and Rocket City all had 68 coming into play today. Rockhounds are 1-for-2, so they're ninth caught stealing. Had the best percentage of any of those teams, did the Hounds, by a little bit. Now Colby, 2-1, nobody down. Right-handed hitter waits, Tavares. Another look at Bowman. Long set. Pitch to Colby. Down and in. One ball, no strikes. Colby Thomas robbed of a base hit in shallow center in the first inning by another brilliant play by Nathan Church. Church and Thomas have just been off the charts good defensively. Flew out to right and homered his last time. Pitch to Colby. Check swing. Did he go? He did. 1-1. So Bowman and Winkler at second and first, respectively. 2-2 tie, top of the eighth inning. Tavares from the belt. Kicks and comes to the plate. Colby swings, chopper back up. Middle is going to be handled. Step on the bag for one throw to first, double play, 6-3. Well, each team has turned a very big double play in this ballgame. The Hounds did it with 2-1 and nobody out in the sixth. Cardinals do it with 2-1 and nobody out here in the eighth inning. Jack Winkler out at second base. Ball was hit on a high hop, basically back up the middle and ranging to his left toward the bag. Rivas made the play, and once he got to it, that was pretty well going to be a done deal. Runner at third, two out for Daniel Susak. Cooper moving up 90 feet. Creeping off the base at third is Cooper. Stretch and pitch to Susak. Pops it foul. That'll get out of play into a deepening night sky. 0-1. Daniel, 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the second. He struck out his next couple of times against Tink Hentz. Right-handed hitting catcher, runner at third, two down, pitching the way to Daniel, swings, sends one into right center field, got a chance, nope, on the run, tracking it down is Mendlinger. Well hit ball, good jump by Noah Mendlinger, makes the catch in deep right center field. Inning's over. Rockhounds had a really good opportunity, two on, nobody out, but it goes by the boards. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Cardinals trying to break out of a six-game slide, trying to win for the first time in this series. And they have an opportunity to put the pressure on as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. In Springfield, Missouri, at Hammonds Field, we're tied at two.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the eighth, the Cardinals trying to put the pressure on as we go to the 8-9 and one batters in the order. 2-2 tie, Shohei Tomioka facing Chandler Redmond. First pitch down and into the dirt, ball one, 1-0. Mention the Cardinals, who have dropped six in a row overall. Boy, it's been a topsy-turvy year in the North. They built a solid lead over the entire division early. Pitch a check swing. Did he go? Yep, sure did. One ball, one strike. Crowd will grumble a little bit because they bought tickets to get in. Cardinals at one point were 9-0 to start the year. They were 14-4 at one point and led the entire division by a handful. Pitch swung on and missed as Redmond chases one up and maybe out of the zone at 89. 1-2. Jeremy Rivas and Mike Antico, who has been very good, will follow here in the eighth inning. Hounds missed a chance in the top half of the frame. 1-2. In the air, left field. It's right at Colby, and he's got it for the out. A little inside-out swing by Redmond. That's handled easily by Colby. One down in the eighth inning. Here's Jeremy Rivas. Again, in the south. And look, things can change. You never know. Somebody gets hot. Teams at the top go the other way, whatever. But it is the Rockhounds in Frisco. And again, the six-game series next week in the Metroplex between the two clubs. The Hounds lead Frisco by a game and a half. San Antonio is eight games back in third. Pitch down low for a ball to Jeremy Rivas. And after that big early lead in the north, Cardinals and Arkansas are tied. Northwest Arkansas is a game and a half back. So the north is all of a sudden tight. Five and a half games top to bottom. Pitch swung on, fouled back. It is 1-1. Tulsa would be 10 games out in the south. They were only 5.5 out in the north. One ball, one strike to count. Shohei with the stretch and pitch, and that'll get there outside half for a called strike. 1-2 to Rivas. It eventually went by the boards, but his single in the sixth inning was a terrific at bat. Really battled 4 2-strike foul balls and just put one in play that Saeed couldn't come up with at third base. Takes on the outside corner, called third strike. Boy, that's twice in this game Rivas has been called out on a really tough pitch. He walks away slowly, and he's kind of the designated borderline strike guy. That was really close. Shohei gets the call. Two down, top of the order. Here's Antico. Mike Antico and Colby Thomas and really Cooper Bowman as well have been remarkably productive in this series. So he cheats in at third, but Antico swings away, fouls it back, and it's 0-1. 2-for-4 in this game. Antico has a home run and 7 driven in the series. Colby Thomas has 2 home runs and 8 driven in. Cooper Bowman's driven in 6 runs in the set. Pitch from Shohei. Sharply hit, but just foul wide of the bag at first. Brendan Malone pursuing. But boy, that ball just missed extra bases. Last of the eighth inning. Boy, baseball's goofy. Last night, Rockhounds rallied back 1-8-7. Game was fairly quick in the early going. Rockhounds didn't have much going offensively, but that was an 8-7 game. This is 2-2. Last night's game took 2 hours, 44 minutes. This one's 2.5 hours in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch up high, did not go. A little check swing, 1-2. So not a lengthy game by any stretch. Nobody on and 2 out. Antico at the plate, Nathan Church on deck. Valenzuela still inside the bag at third. No doubles defense at first. Fly ball left field side drifting into the evening sky. And that'll find its way onto that left field grass berm. Count stays 1-2. Sky, a deep, dark midnight blue off to the right, back to the left of the west. Beautiful sunset here in Springfield and a tremendous evening. About 76 degrees and no wind. Mother Nature making up for the crummy stuff when we first got here. 1-2 set. Pitch to Antico. Takes up high 2-2. And this ball game all tied up. Boy, it's still Amarillo 1, Frisco nothing, bottom of the sixth at Hodgetown. Delivery low and inside, ball 3-3-2. Antico, a guy who can run a little bit. And he's got a full count, so Shohei, the base is empty, 2 down. Valenzuela now repositions a little bit, now backs off. Stretch 3-2 by Shohei. Swing and a miss. He got him and dropped into the dirt to his knees as Antico. Well, I mean, he just absolutely fooled him, did Shohei. A swinging strike 3, and we are going to go to the ninth inning. All tied up. We have played 8 innings in Springfield. Cardinals will go deeper into the bullpen to the top of the ninth. Hounds 2, Cardinals 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth in Springfield, and ball game all tied up at 2. Brennan Malone takes down low from Andre Granillo. Couple of innings for Leonardo Tavares. Got in a jam, but got out of it in the eighth. Pitch sails over the outside half. A called strike just got there to Brennan, 1-1. Malone with a single and a caught stealing in the second. Struck out his next couple of times against Tink Hentz, 2 of 9 whiffs for the outstanding Cardinal prospect. Pitch low and outside for a ball, 2-1 to Brennan. It's Brendan Malone, Junior Perez, and Saeed Valenzuela in the Rockhounds' ninth, tied at 2. Granillo, 6'4", 250. Out of Hemet, California, University of California, Riverside, his alma mater. 2-1 pitch will get there, outside corner at the knees, and the count goes 2-2. Granillo making his 14th appearance. And he, too, has just been tremendous. Delivery swung on, fly ball center field. Coming on is Antico. He's there, and he's got it for the out. So one away as Brendan Malone flies out to center field, one down in the eighth, and the batter will be Junior Perez, 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly. Granillo, a 1.56 ERA. He's 4 out of 6 in saves. He's walked 10 batters against 21 strikeouts, but he's given up only 8 base hits in 17 and a third, so he's really tough to hit at 136. Opposing average, opponent average, delivers low and in for a ball, 1-0 to Junior. Well, Junior Perez, a little personal business he'd certainly like to extend in this game. 0-for-2 with the sacrifice fly. They guard the line at third, takes way up and in for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. No doubles defense with Yeager, maybe a couple of steps off the line at third. Shortstop Rivas shading well toward the hole. He's much closer to third than to second. Perez waits, 2-0 count, pitch to Junior, up and, boy, got there, called strike. There are times when your broadcaster and the batter have the exact same reaction to a pitch. I'm about to ready to say ball 3, and so is Junior. Called strike, it's 2-1. Swings and misses on a pitch down the way. Well, got the high strike up and in, just barely got the zone, then comes back with a pitch down the way. Really good sequence there, and Junior chased it 2-2. Saeed Valenzuela on deck. Nobody on and a man out in the ninth inning. Granillo with a sign, and here is his stretch and pitch to Junior. Swings and misses, he got it. Yep, Junior Perez is going to see a 9-game on-base streak, perhaps anyway, go by the boards. Don't know, obviously, where this game will go from here. Now Saeed, 1-for-3. Little pop-up that dropped. The fan cam here, just taking camera shots at the fans. There's a guy with a Viking helmet here. And he's really fired up about it. Here's a swinging strike to Saeed Valenzuela. As I say so often, watching games on TV, you pay good money for a ticket, and that's what you do. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just up high for a ball, 1-1. Saeed, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Ball game tied in the ninth. Bases empty, 2 down. Granillo looking to give his team a chance to walk it off. Pitch from Granillo. That'll get there. Strike of the knees, 1-2 to Saeed. And Cardinals have dropped all 4 games in this series, and they dropped the last couple of their road trip. The team that started the year 9-0 now looking to end a bit of a slide. So he takes up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Denzel would be next here in the inning, but there are 2 men down with nobody on and a 2-2 count to Saeed Valenzuela. They shade him to the pull side on the infield, swings, bounces, 1 foul, still 2-2. Going to the Hounds bullpen, and I do not see anybody throwing. Don't know if somebody might have warmed already, but looks like Shohei will come on in the ninth. There's the pitch, and that'll bounce up there to Saeed, and the count goes full now, 3-2. Cardinals wearing Patriotic-style uniforms, white jerseys with a really cool red sleeve on one, right sleeve on the other side. Blue, that is, red and blue. Swinging a foul. Ooh, look out into that red bird roost. Second level here at the ballpark. Runs all along the third baseline. It's a really cool deal.
I should be the Redbird Roost agent. That's a really cool seating section. 2-2, make it 3-2, rather. Pitch to Saeed. Swing and a miss. He got him down and in. So Granillo does just what he wanted to do. He gives his team a chance to walk off a game in a six-game losing streak, and they're getting fired up here at Hammonds Field. So Granillo, a 1-2-3 inning. Shohei back to the mound for the Rockhounds, and you and I and the Hounds and the Cardinals are bound for the bottom of the ninth. And we go. The last half of the ninth inning, Cardinals and Rockhounds a 2-2 tie.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
It's a 2-2 game going to the last of the ninth inning, and that's really all that matters. But out of all the terrific people they have in this ballpark tonight, including, by the way, a lot of representatives of the military, really, really cool. They do a wonderful job with that here. But the chowderhead with the Viking helmet on just got on camera for the second time and got a lot of time, and the individual with him was also going slightly crazy. You got to love baseball. Let's go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Nathan Church leads it off. Number two hitter in the lineup takes a strike from Shohei on the outside corner, 0-1. So Shohei Tomioka back here in the ninth inning, a 2-2 ball game. 2-3-4 in the order. Pitch way outside for a ball. It's 1-1. R.J. Yeager, who has homered in the series, is on deck. Jimmy Crooks would be third in this inning. Hounds have no double defense on the right side. Saeed even with the bag at third base. Jack Winkler, the shortstop, up the middle. Swinging a foul away. Count goes 1-2. Cardinals trying to break through in this series, and they have an opportunity to walk it off in doing so here. Well, last night, a one-run ball game. Tonight, a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Church is set, swings and misses, comes up empty. He's out on strikes. Love to get a second look at that nasty pitch from Shohei down and in to get him. And they will give us a second look. Yeah, the pitch was down around the knees and had really good movement to it. Third strikeout for Shohei. Third in a row, in fact. And now here is R.J. Yeager. Right-handed hitter with power. Now it's Saeed who shades the line at third base. Pitch to Yeager, bouncing ball, up the middle. Cooper behind the bag, throw to first, is wide! Cooper will talk to himself for a week. He made the play, was sharply hit. That's an error on the Rockhounds, their second of the game. Boy, that's just, he just flat yanked the throw. It was a little bit wide, and Brennan tried to reach for it up the line. Boy, but an error puts the potential game winner on. Here's Jimmy Crooks. Left-handed hitter. Hounds again will play him to pull in the infield. Saeed is shallow and well off the line at third. Pitch. Boy, a throw behind the runner. See what that pitch was called. I was glancing at the throw from Daniel Susak. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. Jimmy Crooks is 1-for-3, a single, has been hit by a pitch, so on base 2 out of 4. One on, one out, Last of the ninth, Crooks waggles that bat north and south. He waits, swings a line drive just over Cooper's glove in a right field, a base hit. And the Cardinals are in business, two on, one out. Boy, frustrating inning for Cooper. He narrowly missed a brilliant catch right there. He just missed a leaping grab on a line drive. And now, Cardinals have the game winner in scoring position. Line drive base hit for Jimmy Crooks. And that'll bring up Menlinger, the right fielder. Daniel Susak out for a visit, and the infield will join that. One of the little things, just play that was pretty much routine for Cooper on that first, on the error a couple of batters ago. Throw was across his body on the move, but of course that's when he's probably, and he's going to make that play, I would guess, what, 98, 99 times out of 100, but this was the one that he didn't, and that allows what is now the potential winning run to reach base. Two on, one out for Menlinger. Aaron McKeithen on deck, depending how this ninth inning goes. Crowd is thinned a little bit, but still very enthusiastic, and Cardinals looking to break a six-game slide, trying to win for the first time in a series as Menlinger fouls one away, and it's 0-1. 0-3 with a sacrifice bunt. And that did actually set up a run in the third inning. He got a little fortunate. He popped it up, but it fell before anybody could get to it from the third base side. 0-1 to the left-handed hitter. Two on, one out. 2-2 tie in the ninth. Menlinger takes high and away. Count 1-1. Nathan Church struck out. R.J. Yeager reaching on the error. Jimmy Crooks with a line drive to right. First and second, one man down. Valenzuela even with a bag at third. Longer set by Shohei. Excuse me, pitch swung on, lifted high and foul. That'll get to the grass berm down the left field side.
Tonight's official Texas League attendance, 4,772.
4,772 on hand here tonight. So a good bunch. One ball, two strikes to count. Menlinger from the left side. Shohei comes set. And now what do we have? Up time call. Again, left-handed hitter, so Jack Winkler sheeting the bag right back up the middle. Right side of the infield playing into pull. Saeed a couple of steps behind the bag at third. Well off the line. 1-2 set. Pitch by Shohei. Foul back. Do it again. A ball and two strikes. Menlinger, no home runs, but 19 driven in, and if he gets number 20, this game is over. Outfield has him pretty well straight away. Very shallow in right is Caden Trinkle. Relatively so in left is Colby Thomas. Pitched by Shohei, down and in. Count goes 2-2. Good block by Daniel Susak. That's a small thing, and that's a pitch that, of course, you expect the catcher to block, but again, it was in the dirt. And if that gets away, the runners move to second and third, and boy, that pushes this one to the brink. 2-2 count to Menlinger. Shohei set. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball. Hard hit, up the middle, base hit, and that is going to do it, I think. Denzel, nope, dropped the ball, no throw, ball game over. Cardinals get out of a six-game slide. Boy, Denzel was charging hard, going to try to pop up and throw. That ball didn't get very far into the outfield. But it got far enough, and in to score is Yeager. And on an unearned run, the Cardinals will walk this off. Menlinger with an RBI single up the middle. He does get his 20th ribby of this season, and that one does it. And this game ends, and the Cardinals get their first win of the series. It'll be a run on two base hits, an obviously very costly error. Hounds don't make many of them. They've been a very good defensive team, but a key error here in the ninth inning. And it's the Cardinals who will exchange the high fives as this one goes into books. Well, we thought it might be low scoring. It was, with a pitching matchup entering the game. And 3-2 will be the final. Cardinals with their first win of the series. And they win it by the final of 3-2. Tip our caps, that is, to the Redbirds. They win it. Final line score in just a moment after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Cardinals win it by the final score of 3-2. Let's see if we can find the, line score goes in this final, I believe. Yep, it just did, so the timing here is excellent. For the Rockhounds, two runs on five hits and a couple of errors, 2-5-2. Error in the first inning did not do damage. The error in the ninth just simply did. 3-9-0 for Springfield, three runs, nine hits, and no errors. Home run, Colby Thomas tied the game at two in the sixth inning with his 10th of the season. He is second in the league with 10 home runs. Andre Granillo is the winner. He is now 4-0 in relief, a 1.47 ERA. Shohei Tomioka takes the loss. The run, by the way, is unearned. Shohei pitched well, but he will take the loss. He falls to 1-1. Earned run average actually goes down now to 2.08. He went 2 1/3, gave up an unearned run. Granillo pitched the ninth inning, had a 1-2-3 inning with a couple of strikeouts, and he is rewarded with a win. And this one is the Cardinals win it. Left on base, and boy, it'll drive you nuts that the Cardinals will be able to exhale. They left 13 men on base. Now, the last two didn't matter, but they left 11 men on base and bounced into a double play in this game. Rockhounds left 8 men on base and bounced into a double play as well in a 3-2 ball game. Attendance, I think we mentioned 4,772, and when all is said and done, 2 hours, 45 minutes of baseball daylight time. In this series now, one game to go. The Rockhounds lead 4-1. Quick second look at the game and a setup for Sunday afternoon in the series finale when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Cardinals 3 and the Rockhounds 2 on Saturday night in Springfield, Missouri. Little jersey auction here after the game. Again, military appreciation night at Hammonds Field. So we're just watching a kiddo. I'm guessing his folks did on one of the jerseys and won it. And the young guy got the jersey and a photo taken with one of the Cardinals, whoever's jersey that was. Really good stuff. Lots of smiles going on. And I do believe they will have fireworks here still tonight. do mention this a couple of times. They do a really nice job of their military appreciation night. A lot of the folks, and I think ours included, do a really good job. And, of course, it's such a terrific matchup, baseball, and just the patriotic theme, really good stuff. But the Rockhounds certainly disappointing tonight. They dropped this ball game with a final score of 3-2. First loss on the series and first loss, of course, on this road trip. The Hounds had the lead in the game in the top of the second inning. Daniel Susak with a leadoff double. Brennan Malone singled. And Junior Perez then with a sacrifice fly that brought Susak in. It was a 1-0 game. Cardinals tied it in the last of the second. And bases on balls were the issue for Roiber tonight. Roiber Salinas gave up only 3 hits, 2 runs. But he walked 5. And 2 of those came across to score. Nobody on, 2 out in the second inning. Chandler Redmond draws a 3-2 walk. And he earned that when he fouled off a couple of pitches on a lengthy plate appearance. Then Jeremy Rivas walks on a 3-2, and Mike Antico ties the game with a single up the middle. Leadoff walk in the third for R.J. Yeager, and then a single by Jimmy Crooks. Sack bunt by Noah Mendlinger. Again, he kind of popped it up, but it worked. A walk to Aaron McKeithen loaded the bases, and Ramon Mendoza with a really good plate appearance. He got down 0-2, fouled a couple of pitches away, and then hit a sack fly into right field deep enough to bring in Yeager, made it a 2-1 game. Hounds tied it in the sixth. Colby Thomas with a leadoff home run just to the left side of the batter's eye off center field. His 10th of the year, that is second in the league, leads the team, of course, and his 28th RBI, which leads the Rockhounds, and that tied the game at 2. It stayed that way the rest of the way until the very end, the bitter end, if you will. Hounds had a really good chance in the 8th inning. Leadoff single by Cooper Bowman. Jack Winkler hit by a pitch, but the Cardinals turn a double play on a ball off the bat of Colby Thomas, and that will defuse that potential rally. Hounds go in order in the ninth, and in the last half of the ninth, R.J. Yeager reaching on the error to Cooper, then the single by Jimmy Crooks, and Noah Mendlinger with an RBI game-winning single up the middle, and that walked it off. Andre Granillo is indeed the winner. Shohei Tomioka takes the loss in this game. Rockhounds now fall to 25-13 overall on the season. They see a 4-game win streak go by the boards. 4-1 on this very pivotal road swing. And for the Cardinals, they get out of a 6-game losing streak, a team that early on was by far the best in the league. They're now 21-16, so they'll at least share a portion of first place in the Texas League's North Division when play begins tomorrow. Blake Beers and Tekoa Roby will be the pitching matchup tomorrow. Roby's been interesting. He's 2-1, has great stuff, but the ERA at 5.97. Rockhounds roughed him up a little bit in the opener. And Blake Beers, 2-2 with an ERA of 6. They were the pitchers for Tuesday morning's opener in this series, and they'll be on the mound tomorrow afternoon when the Hounds and Cardinals wrap this series up. 1:05 is our first pitch tomorrow. Hounds will then board the bus and head for Frisco in a 6-game series with the team they are really doing battle with for the Texas League South Division lead, the Frisco Roughriders. And that series, as mentioned, will begin on Tuesday. I don't suppose the game in Amarillo is anywhere near over again. This was a 6 o'clock start here. They're in the bottom of the 7th, and Frisco has just taken a lead in Amarillo, and they are, Amarillo is batting in the bottom of the 7th. 2-1 game at Hodgetown, but it's Frisco with the lead. Hounds will lead Frisco by either a game and a half or a half game when play begins tomorrow. Look forward to bringing you our series finale before moving on to part number 2 of this road trip. Thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us here on Rockhounds Radio. For all of us with the Rockhounds, hope things went well at the ballpark tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The concert going on this evening, hard work and staff. So hope everything is going. Yeah, it's still going on for sure. Hope it's going very, very well. For all of us with the Hounds at Springfield, Missouri, 3-2. The Cardinals walk it off in the last of the ninth inning. Until tomorrow, Bob Hart saying goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Good night, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends, from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Mo.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.